earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs for security, for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddle.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Karen Stone. What she does for her husband, Phil Bronstein, she gets them to close down Los Angeles Zoo. So he's attacked by a 10-foot Komodo dragon. He is now in stable condition after surgery to reattach several tendons in his big toe.
I just like to know what the rules the zookeeper doing.
He was standing there in his Hawaiian shirt going, hey, everybody! Woo!
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Art. The son of a beach. Art. Art. Art.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Half munch.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We've... Art. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
George, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Yeah, I know you don't want to hear my version of theology, but let me tell you that yesterday at about 8:15 East Coast time, yes, he opened his arms to Timothy McVeigh.
That's very true.
Said, welcome. Welcome all comers. Son of God, he said, you got a bunk bed with Hitler.
Oh, no.
Here now is the son of God, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Spiewak.
I know what you think.
What?
You think that Phil doesn't have a real job. But I want to tell you something.
What?
He's gotten Laura Korn's business online. He takes care of all of her booking. And he's had more sex in the past 2 years than the whole relationship.
Wow.
And she bought him a BMW, right?
Got a lovely BMW.
Yeah, baby.
Attaboy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hey, that's Pete Johnson in that book. And all the ships at sea, they are committed in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robayan. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode here on Tuesday, June 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start off today. God knows we've been sued plenty of times.
Yes.
Let me start off by threatening a lawsuit of my own.
Very good.
I'm going to threaten a lawsuit today against the fine people who own this building that we broadcast from. What is your issue?
Why?
Here is my issue.
What is your issue?
Well,
where is your issue?
I think we know.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat in your own issue?
It's all over me right now.
He's soaking in it.
But no, my issue is this. We pull into work today, and you know there's a manhole cover out. Did you know that there's a manhole cover out on the driveway out there?
Never noticed.
Did I know?
Yeah, you know when I'm really, really late, and I just show up in the studio, and everyone's looking for me?
Yeah.
That's how I get into the building.
Okay, well, there's a manhole cover out there in the driveway as you pull into the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
Okay.
A building, incidentally, that is not owned and leased by CBS.
No.
Right. Or I'd be yelling at them.
Sure.
Well, as it turns out, they got the landscaping truck out there. Mm-hmm. The guy, the truck, and they got the trailer behind it with a million lawnmowers and junk.
Highly inadequate parking for this facility.
That's a problem.
I think that's what it is.
But I got room to get the car by, so
I pull the car by, and I'm driving by, and all of a sudden, boom! And I hear the bottom of my car go, and I keep going, I hear, boom! And then I hear another, a scratch. I jump out of the car, where there apparently was a manhole cover,
right?
There was no manhole cover. There simply
was a hole.
A hole.
Your car went down into a hole?
Yes, both wheels went down into the hole.
A manhole.
Oh, could have been worse. Could have blown up.
Yeah, who was doing it? Who was working out
well,
there?
Well, I came upstairs and I immediately started yelling. I said, God damn, I just got to work and... My car, someone's going to pay for the alignment on my car that I drove through the manhole. And then someone says, oh, yeah, that thing's been falling off all week. Whenever someone drives over the manhole, apparently it's very loosely bolted, if bolted at all. And people have been driving over it all week. And
oh, okay, fine, duh.
Apparently, the way it was explained to me is that as cars go over this and the weight presses,
it flips it up.
Yeah, it flips it up. And who apparently whoever drove over it before I pulled into work today knocked the thing clean off.
Oh my God.
Wow. Steve Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it was Steve Johnson.
Andy Rice.
But hey, what's the phone number upstairs?
Oh, they have to address that. I didn't know we had a manhole cover.
That's who I've been told to take this issue up with.
Oh, really?
Because, I came in screaming about this. I went right in and said, I'm the program director. And
creative program director.
And my car is out of alignment. They said, talk to the people who lease us the building.
That's nasty. That shouldn't happen.
And now the more I think about it, man, the more I think I might need a neck brace.
Yeah.
Feeling a little stiff in the neck area? A
little woozy.
Hey, you're looking a little woozy.
Feeling woozy.
No, woozy.
Yeah. There's like no manhole cover there at all. I got out of my car and I looked. There's just a giant hole in the ground.
Oh, and
Now, what did you look below? Did you see what was...
Main Street Title.
Yes. Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing our show right now. Is either little...
Tommy be the guy you want to
Little
talk.
Tommy there?
Hold on, let me see.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
I jump out of my car after I feel this boom. Boom.
Oh.
And I go, look, there's just a giant hole there.
I was never aware of this. I've never been aware of there even being... Is it right, when you take a left into the parking lot from the...
No, as you're leaving at night...
Right.
If you made a right-hand turn...
Right, and you head out to the street.
Right, it's on
right
that
there
side.
Where every single work truck parks.
It's right underneath the sign that says delivery trucks only.
Right.
That's where it is. So I come running in, and I scream about it, and I say, and there wasn't even a manhole cover. There was just a hole. I go back down 10 minutes later...
But the landscaping for the building looks beautiful. One showcase.
Beautiful. I go back down 10 minutes later, and miraculously, the manhole cover is back on top of the manhole.
Ah, it's been replaced.
Well, or someone found it.
I didn't think manhole covers could do that. I thought they were super deluxe heavy.
This is a good job for Joe Ardinger. Hey, Joe, come here. Joe.
He can handle this.
I bet Super Joe could go down there and actually just put his weight from his foot on one... Hey, Joe. Hi. Hey, carrying on in the great tradition of everyone who works on this show. I hate to keep breaking you away from your meal.
What are you enjoying today, Joe?
Chicken salad.
There you go.
Well, all you do is, where the manhole cover is outside?
Yeah, I know. My car's dipped in that thing, too.
Wow. Okay, well, then what I want you to do is just go down with your foot and just clang down on one side so it lifts up in the air. And you're strong enough. Pick it up and bring it up here, please.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Joe.
You better put an orange cone there. So, because there's orange cones down in the parking lot so that no one else knows to run into that hole while I'm bringing...
Are we still on hold?
Yeah, while I'm bringing the manhole cover up here for my Exhibit A.
It's amazing. She just forgot about us. Not even any music.
You can always tell when there's that kind of greeting.
Okay, hold on.
You should call back and ask for Bob Skin, because even if he can't do anything about it, he's more fun to talk to.
I know.
Which one runs the business up there? Is it Bob Skin or Little Tom?
I think it's Tom, but I think Bob Skin is in charge of all monkey business.
I'll tell you right now, would you like to go down? We can't exactly tighten the bolts, but we've got a lovely group of tulips that we're going to plant around
I've been working in a building, seriously, where... The ceilings are falling apart.
Sorry, you
said the bathroom has raw sewage. I ask you not, no pun intended.
What?
Raw sewage flowing through the bathroom.
When did this happen?
Flowing through? Well, last week.
What? There was a sewage spill?
In the bathroom upstairs. One of the commodes.
The bathrooms need to be redone. The bathrooms need to be re-tiled.
One of the commodes backed up, and I walked in there. There was a brown liquid on the floor.
Oh, God.
You didn't report on this last week. Of course, we were.
Tom.
Yes.
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well so far.
Okay, you're the landlord here, right?
That would be correct, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay, we got a little problem with my car that involves your building.
Uh-oh.
When I came into work today, you had the landscapers out there taking up. Now, I'm coming off Oak Street, okay, and I'm making a right-hand turn into the station.
Okay.
So your landscapers, and incidentally, you're doing a super job on the lawn.
Oh, man, I tell you, we've got the best landscaping in the city. The showcase.
Is this the calm before the storm?
Yes, it is. The landscapers understand where I'm coming from. They've got their rigs, the giant truck, and also the little pulley thing behind them, parked against the right side.
Okay.
So normally, if I'm pulling into the station, I would pull into the right-hand lane. But
sure.
Because they're there, I pull into the left-hand lane. I'm, just driving along, and all of a sudden, I feel a giant, boom, a real thud in my car, and I hear...
You ran over one of the Mexicans.
No. I didn't run over a Mexican. Tom.
Okay, sorry. No. Sorry.
That would have just been a thud. I wouldn't have heard the... which was the sound of the metal on the bottom of my car scraping against the ground.
Tom, I will tell you, you've brought one individual in this room great joy. Rob's jaw has unhinged.
I think I know that generally...
All you have to say is run over a Mexican and Rob begins to...
Generally, when Rob and I have been out on the weekend having a couple of drinks and running over Mexicans, all we pretty much hear is just the thud
of
the corpse. No, this was not that. It was
scraping.
It was a thud, and then my car lifted down, and it was the bottom of my car scraping. Then it was, as the second tire went over, another thud, followed by a clunking sound and more.
Not good.
Bad. Well, I jump out of the car immediately.
Was this in your Pinto, or?
No, this was in my regular car. And, hey, listen, the fault is not mine. The fault is the fact that... you have a manhole cover down there that is missing.
Okay. Tom, are you familiar with the manhole cover?
I am not.
The manhole cover, when I came in...
Joe is bringing the manhole cover to us right now.
And now, let me show you how easy it is for someone. Here is the manhole cover.
There it is, Joe.
That was heavy, Joe, wasn't it?
Super Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, but I could kick it right out. I mean...
Really? Yeah, let me... See, that's the problem. Joe, tell... little Tommy's on the phone.
Tom, why don't you come down here?
Yeah.
Come down here and see the manhole cover.
All right, I'll be down.
All right, bye-bye.
Joe, tell us how easy it was for you to dislodge the manhole cover.
At first, I thought I'd have to pry it with something, but I went and got the cone anyway, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. I drive over this thing all the time, I get the same reaction. I kicked it twice, and it popped right up.
It popped right up. It should be secured.
So when I...
Aren't those little places for bolts?
Well, that's how you... You pry it up, I guess. I mean...
Well, when I came to work, the manhole cover was not even there. It was just a hole in the ground.
What's in the hole, Joe? What is down in that hole? What's inside? What's underneath the manhole cover?
I don't know, like water pipes or something.
Hey, oh, really?
Hey, how would you feel, Joe, if we gave you a cell phone? How would you feel about climbing into that manhole?
I don't know if that it's that deep, but give me a cell phone. I'll go.
All right, good.
Bobby, you got a phone with you?
You know what? I don't have it with me.
Hey, Lisa? Lisa alone? I don't have mine either. Lisa, were you alone, Joe? Buzz, you got your phone?
Here's mine, yeah.
All right, Joe, take Buzz's phone and climb into the manhole and call us on the hotline.
Buzz, Joe, do you want to bring the cover? Oh, we're leaving the cover for Tom.
We're leaving the cover to show it to little Tom.
It's not designed to be bolted down. The holes are for some sort of handle for lifting it, but the manhole design, it shouldn't require any sort of bolting because it should nest flat. And it can't go through.
It shouldn't nest flat.
Don't you love it when he has jargon?
It shouldn't nest flat.
Seriously, I wanna have sex with him when he does stuff like this.
Oh, now.
When he says things like nest, it's incredible.
It's
the brain power. I'm sure that word, nest, it should nest in there.
It's probably
used by people that know manhole covers.
And furthermore, because it's round, it can't fall through. That's why manholes are round. Because if it was square, if it was diagonal, it could fall through.
Well, anyway, listen, my point is, my bitches, when I came in today, it simply wasn't there. It was a giant hole, and I couldn't see it because,
there's a design flaw.
As Tommy put it, the
Mexicans were down there cutting the grass today.
You know, the thing is, there are design flaws here.
Yeah. Ah, here comes little Tommy right now.
Little Tom's coming in.
There he is, everybody.
Most manhole covers do stay in place.
I'd like to point out also, not a dwarf, not a midget.
No? No.
Little Tommy.
Little Tommy, grown man,
hold on.
Family man.
This might be Joe calling us from the manhole. Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in the hole.
Are you in the hole? Can you get all the way down there? Like, can you crawl down? Is there a ladder?
No.
How deep does the hole go, Joe?
It's only a couple feet deep. There's a water meter or something in here. You want me to take it?
I bet there's some leavings down there.
Yeah, Joe, hold on. Just stay there for a second. But for God's sakes, don't have someone like come by like in a movie. You ever see a movie?
Get decapitated.
You ever see a movie where a guy like lifts up the manhole cover and he looks around? Car's coming up 80 miles an hour.
Home Alone.
Take his head clean off. Well, little Tommy.
It looks like there's pieces of broken manhole cover in here, too.
Really?
Joe, would you grab those pieces and bring them up to us?
Sure.
Have you had your tetanus shots?
Buzz.
I got my insurance card. I'm not worried.
Okay. Is there any kind of critters down there? Any critters?
Slugs and ants.
Slugs and ants.
Any
smells like urine.
Smells like urine.
Any garbage down there?
No, not really.
And as you're standing in it, how deep is it? How much of your body is exposed?
Just my head and my shoulders.
Oh, so you can actually get down.
Laying on the ground, leaning into it.
So it's about, it's about 4 feet deep down there?
About 2.5.
2.5 feet deep.
All right, well, bring whatever leavings are down there, whatever parts belong to this manhole.
Little Tom would fit in there.
We've used about 78,000 gallons of water.
Oh, since when?
I don't know.
This morning.
Spoilers.
The salespeople took their morning dumps.
Joe's down there actually reading the water meter.
All right. I'm on my way back up.
All right, thank you, Joe. Super Joe Ardinger, everybody.
Well, let me tell you, if there is a water meter, then this suddenly falls on the service authority.
Yes.
Well, no. Still comes on the guy who runs it. But Tom?
I know, Tom, you're disappointed about
Tom, no.
Maybe I shouldn't have spoken out there.
Tom, I don't know if you need a booster seat or something, step up to the... Or pull the microphone down to you, Tom.
Reaching.
There you
reaching
go.
For it.
Now, Tom, understand my distress.
You want a booster
seat? Understand my distress when I came in today.
You got to talk a little closer. You can pull that down. See, it goes all the way down.
Boom! Then the bottom of my car scraping along. Then another boom! My car scraping along. I get out of the car and I look and I go, well, there's a manhole, but goddamn, there's no manhole cover there. And as you can see, Joe went down and easily dislodged the manhole cover with his foot. He simply stepped on it and it popped right up. So,
Tom is usually very chatty. This is very quiet for Tom.
What do you got to say?
Do I need to phone my lawyer now?
How's your neck feeling, John?
It's hurting me.
A little tender?
It's hurting me. I'm feeling the need for a neck brace.
Tom is, look at this.
Here's Super Joe. Now, hold on.
Water meter.
Joe, pass that stuff over here for a second. I'm wearing my fancy clothes.
Yeah,
I want to
be careful.
But don't
let those dove-like hands get soiled.
But look at
those hands that have never held a tool.
Look at these pieces. One.
Would that be the old
two
manhole cover?
You know what?
That's what it looks like. Oh, dear.
My hands are dirty now.
We're going to have to break early.
Covered with rust.
Yes, we are.
Does anyone have any lava?
Rob?
Lava soap?
I need like a baby wipe ASAP. Emergency. My hands are dirty.
We need a bucket of warm water and a bar of Dial soap.
My hands are dirty. All right, Joe, I made a mistake by asking to touch these. Being as you're already... Look at how muddy Joe's hands are.
Joe, does that look like the disintegrated former manhole cover? Is that what that is?
I was going to ask Joe to try to put the pieces together to see what they make.
Okay, well, Tommy, have you been aware of this problem before?
I have not.
You have not?
This is the first time it's been brought to my attention.
All right, well...
You'll notice...
Oh, look, the water meter was red today.
What, Joe?
You'll notice these molded spokes like on the new one and the lip around the edge of it. That's not the old water meter.
Okay, hold on. Take the rest of these pieces and see what they make.
And Joe, watch out for the scrapes and wash your hands, because I'm sure that's leavings from 30 years.
It's like a puddle over there.
30 years of DJs coming back late at night, being.
And Buzz, as always, thank you for the moist towelettes.
Yeah, who knows what's down there? Because don't forget.
I just want to say I'm glad we have a newsman, but I'm even more delighted that we have a pharmacist over there.
A lot of time, a long time ago, this was radio station B106.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things happened here.
Yeah, anybody that got a newspaper back then knows what went on here then.
Jim Elliott leaving's down there.
Oh, that is disgusting.
All right, Joe is now taking the pieces of whatever was in the manhole cover.
But Joe, you are a good man.
And putting them together.
Joe Arge, I'm giving him a round of applause. Doesn't mind getting his hands dirty.
Super Joe.
Good job, Super Joe.
Super Joe, what do you got? What are you putting together down there?
Does that look like an old cover?
Definitely like an old top.
Uh-huh.
An old top that had just...
It's brown and it's got some lettering on it.
You know, I hate to say it again, Don. It might be disappointing you, but I mean, Tom here might be off the hook based on the fact that the water... people are responsible for maintaining that manhole cover.
But who is responsible for maintaining all the maintenance here? It's the landlord.
That's Ben, and he's out in the lobby.
Oh, you're going to put this on Ben?
Poor Ben.
The custodian, Ben?
Come on in here, Ben.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Tom puts everything on Ben.
Hey, Joe, my son would have had that put together about 10 minutes ago.
Hey, hold on. Tommy, I got a call for you here. Hugo wants to talk to you. Hugo, hello, you're on the air with little Tommy, our landlord.
Yes.
What's up, Hugo?
Hey, Tommy, how can you say that they're Mexicans? That's in the application when you hire someone. Do you ask whether they're from Mexico or?
I was merely stating a fact.
No. I mean, but how can you say that?
What if they're from Salvador?
Exactly.
Yes, El Salvador
or Colombia
or
from Puerto Rico,
Nicaragua,
or whether they were born in
Tommy,
Miami or Texas.
Right. Tom, where do you believe the maintenance of the lawn people are from?
I'm
sorry.
They
could be either from...
Oh, hold on, sir. Hold on.
I know all of them.
Tom, what? Hold on, Hugo.
Mexicans.
Tom, hold... Hugo, what, yeah. Tom?
I said there are four of them from Mexico because I know them.
Oh, he got you there, Hugo.
Very hold good. On. Are they still here?
No, you didn't say that in the radio. You say, I thought you ran out one of the Mexicans. And, I mean, that is...
Well, hold on. If they are,
I think you're taking that out of context.
Racist, but I think it's a biased statement that you say.
And I want to say something. I hate that bias. I myself,
yes, I know,
hate
I know.
The bias of anyone who would say that all Mexicans work in the lawn industry.
We would like to distance ourselves.
He was saying, he was laughing when you say, I didn't run a Mexican. What's up with that?
Tom, how dare you?
If I offended you, Mr. Hugo, I deeply, deeply am sorry. I apologize.
Now,
wait a minute, Hugo.
Working. No, don't
Hugo.
Working with you.
Hugo.
Hugo.
He apologized to you. He said if he offended you, he apologizes.
I'm sorry. Is this is Don?
No, this is Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
No. It's not what I'm saying. You know, I wasn't offended.
Okay.
When I was... insulted because he said
he wasn't offended, he was salted.
No,
he was salted. S-U-L-T-E-D.
I'm not agreed either, right?
He's salted.
Well, you but Tom just said
I could have said if you would have said the Latinos working or something like that can understand. And I mean, because yes, that is the workforce, everybody that not everybody, really. I have some friends.
Hugo, these four guys really are from Mexico, though.
But how do you know? I mean, how
because,
you
because,
out?
Because Tom just said you weren't listening. Hugo,
just because they eat over the for lunch. They're Mexicans.
Why can't we all just get along?
Well, listen, let me take care of this first. Are the landscapers still here? Are they still on site?
No, they're gone. All right, then we have to take little Tom's word on this. All right.
Tom, do you know them, Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
What are two of them? Well, the other two, I can't communicate very well with.
All right.
I think they're Latino.
Are they in this company? In this country legally?
That I could not answer.
How much do you pay them? Do you pay them the standard United States minimum wage, or do you pay them Kathy Lee Gifford wages?
We pay them standard wage.
Very standard wage.
All right, Tom, the important question at this point is, what about my automobile? What about my neck pain?
Send the bill to City of Fairfax Water Authority.
No. I'm not going to send that bill. You mean, seriously, you want me to? I'm positive my car's effed up.
Okay.
I'm positive the alignment is thrown off, not to mention the fact that the bottom underneath...
And I mean this in all seriousness, if your car is damaged by a manhole cover that is supposed to be maintained by the water authority, you can submit a claim and they will pay it for you.
Right, because that's how easy our system works.
But
you know what I say? I say on good faith, Lil Tom should pay it, and then he should go to the...
I'm looking at a pit bull right here. Once he gets something, he doesn't let go.
Hey, listen, my car's effed up. Why should I waste my time going to the water company when it's his building?
Right.
It's actually an easement owned by the city of Fairfax.
But please, you rent your space here, right?
I what?
Do you rent here or do you own this building?
I own this building.
Okay, then it's on you. It's on you, and then you go to the water company and you say to them, "Hey, your man, and the manhole's right in front of you. You can take that right down to City Hall and say, look, there's a bad manhole. It effed up
I'm sure you could go to the water authority and explain what had happened to a...
You think I could do that?
Yeah, you couldn't you?
Well, why? Do you think I could? Why couldn't you?
You should do it because you pay all the taxes. They'll listen to you. They won't listen to you.
Yeah, and since you own the building, if you went to the water authority and you said one of our vehicles was damaged here due to a faulty manhole cover, that's probably the right way.
What do you think they would say to me?
They'd probably say,
right, so, okay, so why should I go then? What you've just said is they would laugh at you.
I would have to say that it would not be my responsibility.
Look at the look on his face.
Look at the smug look on his face.
I would love to help you any way I can, though.
And he smiles.
Hold on.
You're going to force my hand.
Who are you going to
work for this company with that?
Hello.
Hello.
That's funny.
I bet he's never there. Oh, you won't be there.
Is that Ken?
What is it, Tuesday? No, it's the end of the week.
I bet he's not there.
Right.
Good afternoon, Doug Wallace.
Yes, hi. Is Doug there?
This is Don and Mike calling. We're on the air right now. We need to talk to Doug.
Sure. Hold on one moment. Thank you. Try to conference you into his cell phone.
Thank you. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. One of our lawyers is in.
No, he's... No, no. They're conferencing. They're conferencing him on his cell phone, which means you'll probably hear quite a bit of noise in the background, like you might hear in a golf clubhouse.
All right, well, either way, we're going to be conferencing. And incidentally, not the guy who does our contracts. You know, not that. Not our broadcast lawyer. A lawyer.
Hey, for the people sitting upstairs in my closing room waiting for me, I'll be up probably, in an hour?
Yeah, I'm sorry that you've got a little pressing business upstairs to take care of. You know, there is the matter of my neck, which is killing me right now. Just freaking killing me.
You're killing me right now. You are killing me right now.
Hey, you know what?
You got to come in with a neck brace tomorrow.
If it was your car that was effed up.
Oh, I'd be just like you.
I know.
I'd be worse.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing it on the air. You know me. I wouldn't be. I'd be late for the show.
My car is effed up.
I'd be in Tom's office.
The car is absolutely effed up.
Now, meanwhile, a cell phone in some... a cell phone is being routed through an office from some pleasurable activity. Whether it be a late lunch, or a round of golf,
a bordello.
maybe
a fishing boat off the coast of Cuba.
Hi, Mike and Don.
Yes.
Actually, I keep getting this voicemail on the cell phone.
Oh,
I'm
going to
try Michael Spillman. He's in.
Who?
Who's he?
Mike Spillman works with Doug.
Yeah, sure. Put it. Is he a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, put him on.
All right, tell him he's going on the air.
Okay, hold on.
I hate to be litigious, Tom. You could have worked this out by just saying, "I'll take care of the car for you."
And will you give Tom the opportunity to present his case in this kangaroo court as we settle the issue right now?
Sure.
His lawyer will tell.
Look at the wing. My lawyer will tell me.
Both you guys are killing me today.
Hey, I'm not kidding about this. My car's effed up. I'm supposed to what? Go down to City Hall and complain about it?
Hey, Tom, if I didn't mention it to you, though, thanks for pointing me in the right direction on that refinance.
Okay, no.
Really helped me out.
Hey, he wants to know what you guys want to know about before he takes a call.
Oh, Christ. Will you tell him I'm in a dispute with a landlord here at the radio station.
Okay.
That he had an open manhole cover, and I drove my car through it, and it effed up my car today, and he's telling me I have to go to the water company to get retribution.
Oh.
We want to get advice from counsel. And since Doug permanently on vacation, Wallachian is not available, we figured we'd check in.
Okay, hold on.
Does this guy work for Doug?
Yeah.
Well, then all he needs to know is that we want him.
Okay, right, exactly. Hold on.
Thank you. And just let me say that I do not advocate anyone going to a lawyer. You have forced my hand on this.
Well, that's right. If you have a dispute that you'd like to have resolved, don't take the law into your own hands. You take him to court.
It was like if I went down and did something to your nice fancy car you got down there. One of your fancy cars that you've got under drop cloths down there.
No, I didn't do anything to your fancy car.
Well, whose building is it?
Is it my building? It's not my manhole cover.
Do you have any fancy cars, or is it Bob that has the fancy cars?
He's got two fancy cars.
Who's the one that's got the fancy car under the drop cloth? Is that yours, the fancy car under the drop cloth?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that fancy. It's
Bob was over by it the other day. I don't know what he was doing.
By my car?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Saw him.
Bob is
saw him when
you
I came
better get
in.
Over here because there's people upstairs waiting in the conference room.
Sorry, Tom is indisposed. Tom is indisposed, so I'll be taking over the meeting right now.
And so is our lawyer.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Listen, this is Don and Mike. We hope that you can help us with the dispute. Actually, it's me, Don, with the dispute. Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi. Let me tell you what's going on. Obviously, we're on the air. I came into work today, and I pulled my car into the driveway, the parking lot of the radio station, and there's a manhole that's missing. And
the cover's missing.
Yeah, so it's a giant hole in the ground. Front wheel of my car goes in, boom, scrapes the bottom of my car. The second wheel goes in, boom, scrapes the bottom of my car. Obviously, my car's out of line. There's the damage to the underbelly of my
undercarriage.
Car. The undercarriage of my car. So we have the landlord, the George Jefferson of this building, his name is Little Tommy, and he's telling me
that's his legal name
that I should go to the water company, and I'm telling him that it's his responsibility that he should at least, on good faith, take care of this on his own, and then let him go to the water company.
Now that is done. Are you concluded with your? Is that your opening statement?
I'd like to let you know that if Tom refuses to take care of this, I'm really getting a bad neck ache.
Okay. Is that your opening statement?
Yes.
And now from the building, representing the building, Little Tommy, who will give his opening statement to the attorney we have on the phone.
I think Don summed it up pretty good.
All right. That's all. That's Tom's opening statement.
Defense rest.
All right. And now are you new with the firm?
Yes.
Brand new?
All right. Well, then you should have learned a case like this in law school then, Tommy. What would your advice be to me?
Well, let me ask you this. Did you get your contract renewed yet?
Yes, but this has nothing to do with CBS.
First thing I do is get a good attorney.
Well, that's...
We have an attorney on the phone, for God's sake.
Is this Doug?
It is.
Oh, Doug, this is Doug. All right, Doug, someone said it was Michael.
They were going to put some Spillman guy. Is that one of your new junior partners over there?
No, I screen all my calls when it comes in from the radio station.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Then, hello.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the main man himself. Karen Wallace, and are you off at the... What were you, on some Caribbean island or something?
Well, let's just say I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen. What would you advise me? My car is effed up because I came into work today, and this guy, the landlord, had a manhole cover that didn't have had a manhole without the cover on it. There was no notice saying attention. There's a 3-foot hole here. I drove over it. My car's effed up, and he's telling me I got to go to the water people,
the water authority.
Boy, that sounds like a real mess.
Thanks for the advice.
A quagmire.
What would your advice be? I think you should just be a stand-up guy and say, hey, whatever's wrong with the car, I'll pick it up and let him take
it
up.
That sounds like the right answer to me. Hold on 1 second. Sean, did our rates go up this month?
Oh, he's doing shtick.
Yeah,
everybody's a comedian.
Can you just...
doing shtick.
It is not the area that I specialize in.
But what would
his answer? Ladies and gentlemen, what you have just heard is what Don and I have been listening to for the better part of 20 years.
But what would you... You know, I know it's not your area of expertise.
You know what? That's why they invented insurance companies.
So you think I should go to Tom's insurance company?
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tom, Doug, would it be out of line for me to ask for that information by the end of the business day?
No, seriously. I mean, if it is an inquiry that you would like to have additional information on, obviously I'd be delighted to take, you know, time out and research it for you.
Okay.
All right.
I think I would.
Okay.
I think I would, because you should see the look Tom's giving me right now. He's giving me a big F-U smile.
You know I love you.
You know, and if it was one of his precious, you know, boy toy cars.
Now, Tom, I will say that you chose not to give your statement to the lawyer here. You chose not to give, you know, you said everything he said is accurate. Would you like to add anything in?
No, he pretty much nails on the head.
You're making me laugh.
All right.
No, he drove in. The manhole cover was half on, half off.
No. The manhole cover was off.
Okay, the manhole cover was off. When you ran over it, you think it's my responsibility? That's your prerogative to think that.
It's your building.
I understand that. It's my building. It's not my manhole cover, though. It's not my easement as well.
It's not your what?
It's not my easement
as
well.
Speak English.
The driveway.
The driveway.
The driveway is not his property.
It's a water and sewer easement by the city of Fairfax.
Doug, any insight?
If Donnie's right home, I can give him a lift.
All right. No, I got Robbie's going to... Robbie's crating me around.
All right.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're not up to hook yet.
Hold on. I'm going to call the Fairfax Water Company.
Very good. Hey, now here, now we're getting somewhere.
5, 7, 8, 10.
You know the number?
Really?
Wow.
And you know the number off the top of your head.
All right, hold on. What's... I got the number for new service. Is that the number they brought in?
Thank you for calling the City Fairfax.
Oh, God, you'll never get through that.
What's the number you have, Tom?
I think it's 385-7830. Pretty sure.
Thank you.
That's a different number than I had.
Code Administration, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi, honey. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now.
How are you today?
All right.
And I have a brief dispute with you. I hope you don't mind talking to us for a second on a radio show. I work at radio station WJFK, which is in Fairfax City.
Uh-huh.
And I came into work today, and the bonehead guy who owns the building had an open manhole. When I was pulling into the driveway today, there was no orange cone. There was nothing to say, attention, there's a 3-foot hole here.
Huh.
I simply drove my car over this manhole cover because the other lane was blocked by his landscapers. It did damage to my car. I think that he should take care of the damages. And he tells me that I should call you to have you take care of the damages.
Okay, now, what was this location?
10800 Main Street.
Okay. Just a moment. Hold on.
Thank you.
They're issuing you a check right now.
Yeah.
They're going to come back on the phone and they're going to say to you...
You know how this, you know how this goes, Robbie?
You know, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
One way or another, it'll all work out.
I got to pay for it myself.
No, Mike was mostly right. What they're doing is they're going into the big canvas bag with the dollar sign on it.
Yeah, and the one that's got all the cash. That's right.
Fairfax money.
I erred, Rob. It was not a check. They're going to hand you a fistful of cash.
A fistful of silver dollars.
It'd be like those TV commercials where they, you know, where they approve your loan, you know, and they just say, yeah, no problem.
And you know who guards the money bag? Is the guy from Monopoly.
Yes, yeah, the guy with the white mustache.
Exactly.
The little guy.
The
Monopoly man. It's like, all right, will $10,000 do it for you? Here it is. And it won't be counted. It'll be all scrunched up, big wads of cash.
And you know, Tom, you're like a young version of that Monopoly man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If I got you a top hat, you could hold up a sign that says, do not pass go, do not collect $200.
You've won second prize in a beauty contest.
Very, so young, but so wealthy.
Sir?
Yes?
That is an issue under the Public Works Division, and I could transfer you up there.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one moment.
Thank you.
Now,
Public Works,
you're getting into a larger area here, and there's an outside shot. They won't be nearly as friendly.
That's true. You know, all I would think is, gee, the guy who I considered a friend.
I'll make it right. You know me better than that.
I'm
insulted that you would think that I wouldn't help you.
Well, I'm insulted that you just didn't say from the beginning. You know, we'll take care of it.
Public Works.
Yeah, hi, Public Works. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling you because I work at WJFK at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax.
Uh-huh.
I drove my car into work today, and the landlord here had an open manhole. There was no sign that said, attention, 3-foot hole. There was no orange cone or anything.
Uh-huh.
It was a manhole that didn't have a manhole cover on it. So I unthinkingly drove my car over this thing. It did damage to my car. And he's not being a stand-up guy saying he'll take care of it. And he's telling me, it's your problem.
It was in the street?
It was in a driveway.
Do you know if it was on private property?
Tom, is it on private property?
It is on public access road at 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. In the fire lane.
Well, we do have a risk manager who handles anything that's damaged on city property.
Honey, my leg is hurting me, my neck is hurting me, my elbow's twitching, and I think my car may be totaled.
Your elbow's twitching?
Yes.
I mean, I'm watching his elbow right now, and it is twitching.
It's twitching.
Well, that sounds awful.
It does. I mean, I may have to leave the radio show right now to be run to the emergency room.
Yeah, and let me look at your pupils. Yeah. Dilated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's much worse than it sounds.
And my nose is bleeding. And my teeth are falling out.
Right.
Wow. Do you need a periodontist?
Yes. Yes. Whatever that is, I think I need it. Listen, everybody can laugh, but listen here.
I know. This is serious.
My question is not F you, Mike. If it was your car.
I know. I'd be going nuts.
You would be going nuts.
I would.
Worse than I am.
I absolutely would.
Here's my question.
Let me ask you a question, man. If somebody drives into a manhole cover that's loose or isn't put on properly or, you know, it's a hazard.
Or it's not there.
there.
It's not there, and they drive into it. The city, if it's a water authority manhole cover, is you know, they can, they're liable for that, right?
Well, you have not called the water department, so I can't really tell you.
Oh, my God.
Who did I call?
You called Public Works.
But isn't that isn't Public Works over the water department?
You know, in some jurisdictions it is.
What about Fairfax?
In the city of Fairfax, it's not.
Well, of course.
They sent us to you.
They did.
Yes, they did.
That is funny, isn't it?
Yes, the water department, who we called originally, the water department transferred us to you.
To me?
Yes.
Maybe they thought you were a crank call or something, you think?
No, I don't think so.
Do I sound like a crank caller? My car is really effed up.
A cranky caller.
Excuse my French.
Well, I'll tell you, we do have a person employed by the city of Fairfax who handles our risk management.
Can you transfer us over to that person?
I'll be happy to. Do you want me to give you the number in case I lose?
No. Just don't lose us.
Just transfer.
Doing a live radio show right now. You got to make sure this is the best transfer you've ever done.
Please.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Rob. Oh, you get to tell the story again.
She was very nice, Rob.
Yeah. And you know, Tommy, if you just would say, hey, okay, you know what? Well, we'll work it out.
We will work it out. But I'd like to hear what Dad is saying.
He's entertained.
He will. He'll take care of you. He always takes care of you.
Have I ever not taken care of you?
Have I ever asked you for something? Well, have we ever had anything big like this? All of our transactions in the past have been
cigars.
Oh, that's the only trade I have with little Tommy is cigars.
This is Risk Management. May I help you?
Risk Management. Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. We got sent to you because the water company put us through to
the Public Works Department.
And they put us through to you. Let me tell you my problem in a nutshell. I'm driving my car into work today at the radio station at WJFK. I pull in the driveway. There is a manhole that has no manhole cover on it. No orange cones, no signs saying, hey, there's a giant hole here. I accidentally drive over this hole. My car goes 3 feet down, scrapes up the undercarriage of my car, both wheels. Car's hopelessly wrecked. And Mike, I'm here with the manager, the owner of the building, who says it's your fault. And what I'd like to know is who do I go to pay to have my car fixed?
First of all, can you tell me the location of the manhole?
Sure, 10800 Main Street.
It's the water manhole cover on the north side of the building.
And I'm sorry, who are you, sir?
This is Tom, and I am the one who owns the building.
Okay, it's 10800 Main Street.
Yeah.
Okay, and the person's car, again, your name, that was damaged?
Super Jock, Don Geronimo. That's SuperJock.
Super Jock.
Don Geronimo. I'm a disc jockey with Mike. We do the Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine. Is that you, Mike?
Yes, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, we're on the show?
Yes, of course. We said that at the beginning. We're having fun here.
Okay.
Yes.
When did you damage your car? Today?
Today at about, what time did I get here? About 11 o'clock this morning.
Okay. What you would need to do, Don, is send me either an email if you prefer, something in writing that basically states what happened and what was damaged on your car.
Okay. Can you hold on? I'll get that email address off the air.
Sure.
And then what? What's the next step?
That's the owner of the building asking that question.
I'm sorry. Okay. Tom, the next step would be I would contact our utilities and public works department to have you reported. Actually, you reported this to public works as someone is going to go out from public works at this moment to check out the manhole, I would think.
Well, the manhole is sitting in our studio right now. That's how easy it is to just pick up and lift out of the hole.
And public works didn't want to have anything to do with it. They transferred us to you.
Okay, but what do you mean the manhole? You mean the manhole cover is sitting in your parking lot?
No, the manhole cover right now is sitting in our studio.
It's in the studio.
We're looking at it right now. We had one of our guys go down and just pick it up to show Tom how easy it is to misplace.
But he put a cone on top of it.
There's a cone mark. Hopefully no one else will fall.
After this segment's over, he's going to replace it, though. But it's still very loose and shoddy.
Okay. Then I need to have a crew go out and look at it.
Yes, immediately. A major crew.
Yeah, I think the most important thing, outside of Don's car is to get this thing fixed.
Okay.
So that no one else's car is damaged.
You know, the first thing I'm thinking of, ma'am, is, that little girl that fell in the well.
Right.
However many years ago that was.
You don't want that on your hand.
Right. I mean, how long was that little girl in the well for?
Right.
Is there a little girl in the well?
Not yet, but, you know, who's to say that some little girl won't walk by and fall down this manhole cover?
Are we still on the air?
Yes, ma'am, of
then
course.
Then I need you to take me off the air,
okay,
please.
Hold on. Robbie, would you, there you go, take her off the air.
It was fun for a while.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was starting to get a little tedious there.
On the warm line.
That's Tom, really. Are you going to make me go through this crap of the emailing the city and all this other junk?
Yes.
All right, get out, Tom. All right,
don't
consider our friendship over.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Consider it over.
Anything, Tom, you look like you wanted to say some final words here. Thank you. Oh, he's leaving.
You might take your manhole cover with you. You might want to put that back. Pardon me?
He's going to meet the public works guys down there.
Great. Well, you better take your manhole cover with you. What? I can't hear you. You got to talk to the microphone.
He's talking to Rob, who's talking to the lady at the service authority.
All is good fun. We appreciate your time.
Connor, I'm serious, though. My car is effed up.
My dolphin.
Dollface isn't going to get you far.
No, it's my
you
car.
You might have damaged, you know, any chance you get in that fistful of cash today.
It's my car that's effed up.
There you go. That's the lady.
That's the lady. Now I got to write her an email?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Here, give me that. I'll be.
What?
Look at that. He's doing it for you. Now that's what you want. He's taking care of it for you.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, don't forget your manhole cover.
Don wants Tom to carry the manhole cover out.
Yeah.
You notice how he's not doing that. There he goes.
Well, Tom, until the manhole cover is replaced, you have a giant...
he leaves.
He's got a hole out there.
Yeah, but it's got cones.
He wasn't lifting that manhole. He heard you every time you said, you might want to take that with you. You might want to take that with you.
He's not taking it with him, is he?
No. Right. Joe Archer has no problems holding that, though.
Hey, Super Joe?
Joe?
Hey, Super Joe, would you come back and put the manhole cover back, please?
Here comes Joe.
Here's Super Joe.
Oh, that's Tom. Tom just came back in.
Tom, what is this? Maintenance responsibility. Just pulled something off the web. Hey, Super Joe, would you bring that back and use Buzz's phone again and actually call us so we can actually hear you? Put it back into place? Yeah, drop it into place.
Wait a minute. Let me get Wendell, because Wendell has a phone. He can come down there and kind of hold it up.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Customers are responsible for internal plumbing from the water meter into the structure and for sewer laterals out to the city street sewer mains.
Right.
City is responsible for water distribution system, the water meter, and the service line between the meter and the distribution system. For sewer, city is responsible for the sewage collector system, including excluding laterals and their connections to the system. This is what's wrong. What the hell does that say?
It's legalese. It's mumbo jumbo.
I think you're fine. I think that means that they have to maintain the manhole cover.
You know what I think? All of this, I've digested it. I've heard everybody's case. You know what it tells me? I think by the end of next week, you're going to be driving around in a brand new automobile.
One better, the end of next week, he's going to own this city.
There you go.
He'll own it.
Absolutely. Lord Fairfax.
And be the mayor.
Lord Fairfax.
All right, well, let's...
Don Geronimo, Lord Earl of Fairfax.
All right, let's wait for Joe to get back down there and replace the manhole cover. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a title examiner of Fairfax County.
Yeah.
So I deal with easements and stuff like that. That guy, Tom, he don't know what he's talking about. If the manhole is on the property, on the lot that he owns, then he's responsible for the safety of, you know, of the parking lot and all that stuff.
But it's on the easement, and he's in the title business also.
Well, what an easement is an agreement between the city and the owner that lets the city use a portion of their property for
it. Hey, hold on a second. I got my guys there. Super Joe, is this you?
Hey.
Who is this?
Hi,
is that Wendell and Joe?
Yeah.
Okay,
For my money, when you're going to call and say somebody doesn't know what they're talking about, say he doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't say he don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and please, let's refer to this from now on as the anal easement.
Right.
One of my favorite products, anal easement.
Anal easement, just like butter.
Okay, let's hear you guys lower the manhole cover. Just put it back.
We're going to lower it down very carefully because we're trained professionals.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
There you go. It went down to China. Are you boys okay?
I got it. Yeah, everything's cool.
Did you get it in right, or do you need to try it again, perhaps like a Frisbee?
No, it's in there.
Are you sure?
Hey, is there any way you could do that thing where you kind of spin it and you hear it go, wah, 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 wah? Can we get that sound?
Take it back out.
Okay.
Well, would you please?
Okay, hold on.
This is radio.
Just put your foot back on it and just, you know, pop it back
you
out.
You could actually spin it like a quarter.
It's a great sign. It's a great
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, do that. Spin it like, you know, Joe, like when you set a quarter on its end?
Joe?
I think Joe's getting the manhole cover out.
What?
It fell in the hole.
It fell in the hole.
It can't.
Right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, spin it more than that.
Yeah. Turn it up on its side and spin it like a quarter.
Make it vertical.
Okay.
Too big a word, Rob.
Up and down.
Right. Yeah, there you go. He's spinning it. Ed.
Yeah, that's the sound.
How's that?
Good job, Joe.
Thank you, Super Joe.
All righty.
Thank you. Now replace it.
Can we want to hear that?
Yeah, we'd like to hear you replace it. Just get some
hold gently on. Now. Gently now.
Okay, hold on.
I hate for you to throw it and have it break
and make a big sound.
Here we go.
Good job. Good job, Joe Arden.
They do need to replace it, though, because I just fell in when I was kicking it out.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
It's the right, right size.
It's not the right size.
Aha.
All right. Thank you, Super Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Great job. Thank you, Joe.
That's the whole problem. I would say, I would assume that's what it is. The wrong size.
Probably so. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I had that same thing or something very similar to me happen with a manhole cover where I ran over.
Try to do it without the S word.
I'm sorry about that.
No, come on, use your first language.
And they gave me the same song and dance, just send in this and send in that and we'll do this and we'll do that. And then they basically just said, go F yourself.
Did you follow up?
I followed up and yelled.
I agree, Rob. Not a chance.
No, there's no way he does.
Stephen, listen, the deal is this. There's no freaking way I'm calling my insurance company and telling them this. No way.
No, you shouldn't have to.
Call yours, no.
You really shouldn't. I mean, really, no matter what, whoever's responsible, you should. This is not your insurance issue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I do work for a public works accident. We have this happen from time to time at a different city.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to the risk manager. You have to find out who removed the manhole cover, and if there's no, you know, if the owner of the building removed it, it is his fault.
Well, now, listen, who's going to say we removed
it? No, I don't think anybody removed it.
I think what happened is
cars ran over.
Somebody drove over it.
It flipped off.
And it flipped off.
Where was it after you drove? Did you see any evidence of it?
I didn't see it, and then when I came back downstairs after I came up here and yelled, it was miraculously back in place.
And it is the city's responsibility, and what you're going to have to do is just keep hammering and hammering away at the risk manager.
Great, because I got nothing but time to do that.
Good.
Get your lawyer to threaten them and eventually...
Oh, great. That's what I want to do is involve my... Seriously, involve my lawyer. Not just call him on the show, but seriously get him involved in that.
It's the catch-22 we all live in. Get your lawyer involved so they'll badger the city so that by the time you finally do get your check, it will equal the amount that your lawyer has billed you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know the same thing kind of happened with me. They are liable. What you should have done, though, first of all, is you should have taken digital camera pictures.
Right, yeah, because I drive around with a digital camera just in case there's going to be a manhole cover that's missing and I drive over it.
You should.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, but then you got leverage on that.
Thank you, Shumdip. Jesus.
And I always travel with my digital camera.
And get three estimates if you can. Right.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops, hi, you're on the air. Yeah.
Great cell phone, sir. Sorry.
Hello.
I was thinking we could probably, during one of the breaks, use the station digital camera and go down there and just create some elaborate photos.
Hello.
Like, you know, with Joe, maybe I would put one leg down in there, screaming in agony with your tire right near my head.
I don't like Joe.
Hello, Don?
I'd do it. I swear to God I'd do it.
Sure.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I work for a municipality out here in Kansas, just outside of Wichita.
Yeah, of course.
And it is most definitely the water, it's the water department's responsibility.
All right, you know, everybody's got an opinion. There's nobody wants to take care of this thing.
You want your cash, you want it yesterday.
I don't want my cash. I just want the car fixed. Maybe a little cash. Maybe a little cash for my suffering.
The pain and suffering.
Look what you've gone through. The pain and suffering, right.
You're right.
right. If it was my car, I'd feel exactly the same way.
All right, clear the lines out, and you know what, perhaps?
But it wasn't my car.
Yeah, I know. That's you.
Because you're the golden boy.
That's right, Buzz. Absolutely. Clear the lines, and let's get a call 100.
You're the golden boy. Shine again.
Sure again.
Let's get a call 100 going here to start the show, give you a shot at winning a 36-inch Cummins PV we're giving away this week.
All right.
877-365-3636, and maybe then we'll all take our cell phones and we'll go downstairs and we will recreate.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you can climb into the manhole and I will...
Well, you said you would.
I will. I'll do it for the benefit of the show.
You climb into the manhole, and I'll pull my car over there and act like I've just run you over.
Absolutely. But park your car before we do any of this. You're not going to be behind the wheel. That won't be happening at all.
I have to be.
No, you don't.
You know what? Okay. I can take the keys out of the ignition.
Take the keys out of the ignition, and then we're just
going to... But then how will I stay cool, though? I have to keep the air conditioning on.
Stay cool, guys.
Stay cool.
I'll position myself in such a way that it looks like I'm being hit by the car and in the manhole cover at the same time.
All right, we'll do that in a second. Now, call 100 will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
The alien has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel, and he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
From the Jizz Biz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, well, as we speak, our engineering staff, our crack engineering staff, many of them on crack, they are getting microphones set up right now down in the parking lot so we can actually, without cell phones,
recreate the accident scene, which is a felony in many states.
Actually, I might have to be on the cell phone while you are on the microphone.
Very good.
In the manhole.
Yes, absolutely. 2.5 feet down.
And thanks.
One leg in, one leg laid out.
Yeah. See, we'll be able to tap into your theater background.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always love to act.
You're an actor.
Actor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, am I calling 100?
Yes. Hi, you are. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Matt, you've won the free pay-per-view showing of WWF King of the Ring on June 24 from WWF, Comcast, Cox Cable. Treat your dad like a king for Father's Day by ordering WWF King of the Ring that Sunday, June 24th. Call to order now. Enjoy your pay-per-view, but wait.
Well,
there's more. You've also qualified for this week's grand prize. Friday, someone who's won something on this show is going to win a 36-inch Panasonic TV from Graffiti Audio Video.
That's the best size for a TV, in my opinion.
All right.
Always overstocked, but never undersold. Make sure you're listening to Friday's episode. Thank you, my friend.
Excellent.
Because that's when we're having the grand prize drawing. Okay. They're not set downstairs yet, are they?
Not yet.
You don't think so? Well, we could talk about this.
Yeah.
But no. There's really not much to talk about this. The thing that was in the newspaper today, not everything is correct, but for a change, the guy at the Washington Post, maybe because I spoke to him, and I'm sorry if I've let anybody down by actually speaking to the guy, but it was the only way to get our points across was to actually speak to the guy.
Yeah, and we'll only get a headline when there's some kind of turmoil, and of course we explained being off the air last week, and when that happens, that's when they are compelled to write something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but
in the absolute pure hope that something has gone horribly wrong out of the show.
The headline in today's Washington Post is Don and Mike's 3-day no comment. But having said that, mm-hmm. I'll say, you know what? Nah, not all the facts are correct, but I'll take it as it is.
Not terrible.
You know, it could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. It often is.
Right. Just for the record, though, the top 50 markets that we broadcast in are Washington, D.C., New York City, Baltimore, Rochester, New York, Sacramento, California, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's all. There were a few more than were listed in the
newspaper. Well, yeah, and if you're going to say that we're only in this many markets in the top 50, you should mention all the ones that
are in. But anyway, you know, I'm splitting hairs here. Yeah. I'm splitting nuns' hairs because it's a relatively fair article. So
I'm not going to say thank you. I'm just going to say, you know, for once, the Washington Post didn't totally slander us and didn't put us all over in places we didn't want to be.
And relatively fair is just about as good as we can get.
Hello, hotline.
Hey, dude. We're ready when you are. BTS 01.
Oh, hold on. Let me give it a chest right now. That's Wendell Hall, Robbie BTS 01. Let me see if I can pull it up. BTS 01. Wendell, can you talk?
I'm not down there right now.
Oh, always. The microphone hooked up down there?
Yeah, it is, and it should be, you should get some feedback if you're on your way up.
Well, I got it turned up now. It's BTS-1, right?
Wendell, where are you now?
I'm back here in the storage room.
Do I have to do it here? Hold on, wait a minute. Let me see.
It should be on that one, too.
It should be on that one? Hold on, I got problems with the board.
Is the microphone turned on down there?
Yeah, it is.
Is Joe down there?
No, he's not.
Hold on.
Is anyone down there?
See if I hear a hum or a hiss or...
We would hear street sounds, I would think.
We got it set up right next to the speaker, so you should hear yourselves.
No, I don't hear anything.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Super Joe, would you go down and check this microphone for us?
Super Joe.
Hey, Super Joe, would you go down and give us a mic check down there by the manhole cover?
Well, mic check by the manhole.
Where we're going to recreate the accident today.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
Wendell?
Oh, I just heard something.
No, that was Wendell hanging up the phone.
Ah.
Hello, Don.
BTS with Overtone.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I have an idea of how you might be able to resolve this problem about the manhole cover.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an idea.
Why am I talking to like a 13th grader about
Yeah, and he's trouble. He's pure trouble. Yeah, see? And that's why you're laughing, because you know you're trouble.
No, I have an idea. I think you guys should take a tally. I think you'll like this. You should take a tally. You should take callers and take a tally.
Take a tally.
Tally ho.
Take a tally. Not in my show. Hello.
Your brain's got the tally on it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there's your microphone.
Hold on.
Super Joe?
Check. 1-2.
There you go.
Hey, listen to that. Super Joe's. What are you doing there, Joe?
Joe?
I'm just standing in the alleyway.
All right, see if you can walk over by the manhole. Let's do a mic check before we actually put Mike O'Mara inside the manhole. Can you take the
Yeah, we're working on it. We've got to get a little extra cordage here.
Okay. Now, we're going to get a shot of me in front of the car. There is one thing that will not happen. I want to make that indelibly clear.
What's that?
At no time, and I mean no time.
Come on.
Will you be behind the wheel of the car?
I have to be behind the wheel for the picture.
I am a chicken.
Okay, listen. Hold it.
Here I am.
No, you see, this is the after.
No. The picture has to be an action picture. How about
The
keys will be out of the car.
The car will be not running.
Yes.
I'm here at the manhole
Thanks
cover.
Thanks for trusting me.
It's not a question of trust. I know you, the last thing you'd want would be for something horrible to happen to me.
Accidents happen.
When you are behind the wheel of a car and we have brought...
Please.
Wait a minute. No, let me finish. When you are behind the wheel of a car and we are broadcasting things...
Mike, that's for show.
I understand.
That's entertainment.
It's your natural showmanship that would... You know, would imperil me.
Okay. All right. When it comes time for the picture, I will park the car.
Because you're going to have to get the wheel very close to the cover.
You can lead me right up to the manhole cover.
Okay.
I'll park it, take the keys out.
Then I will put my leg down in the manhole, and I will splay out.
And then you can act.
Do we have any ketchup? I mean, we need some fake blood.
Robbie?
I think we do. All right.
Yeah, look at Buzz Johnny on the spot.
There's old barbecue sauce up
No,
there.
I don't want barbecue sauce. I want ketchup.
Buzz has got ketchup.
Four packets of ketchup.
All right, Joe, let me hear you remove the manhole cover.
All right.
Yeah, Don, you could be leaning out your window, you know, and looking in horror.
Yeah.
At your victim.
Yeah, we'll have to get me coming in exactly the way that I came in today.
There it is.
Wow. Beautiful.
It's done.
Okay, great.
Okay, good.
All right, then the deal will be this. I'm going to pull in from Oak Street.
You're going to pull in from Oak Street. We're going to bring you into where, you know, your tire is...
very close to the manhole cover.
Right. Or actually, you could maybe bring your car out around and then put the tire just past, and I'll get underneath
you. Yeah. So actually, it's like... The car has already run you over.
Right, exactly. Like because, and the car ran me over because I was trapped in the manhole when I unwittingly fell in as I was walking, and
That's
then
right.
you hit me because I was on the ground.
That's right. Okay, Mike, beautiful.
Mike, you should make it more authentic by having a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah, but I quit today, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, I quit today. I quit every couple of months, but I start again. But I'm really, I mean, today, boom, zzz, gone. No more for the summer.
Hey, little Tommy's out here, too.
I'll bet you anything in the world that's true.
I bet you shave your head if I catch you smoking a cigarette at work. Not that I'm your, you know, your conscience. I don't give a crap. I smoke cigars all the time at work.
Okay. Shave my head? No, I'm already shaving a head for the year.
But what it means, you'd have to shave your head earlier, though.
Well,
if you're really that sure you're going to quit.
God, that's tough. Let me get back to you on that one.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
It's hard.
You're just being honest.
I mean, it's a nicotine thing, you know? You're not always in control. So, but I think I'm done for the summer. I woke up today, it was all, you know, congested, sore throat, headache, you know?
Yeah, but that could just be...
That's why I don't want to do the head shaving, because it might just be a little pollen thing, and then I wake up in a couple of days. You know, a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Okay, enough.
All right.
So much going on.
You're
going
to be smoking this weekend.
I'd like not to. I mean...
But you will be.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to.
You know what? No, and I know what? We're going to New York this week.
I'm going to try not to. Might go back to what you enjoy.
The cigar.
Yeah, I might do that. That's what I did when I wanted to quit last time.
All right, well, Joe?
Yes.
We'll be down there in a moment.
Great.
All right, thank you. Super Joe, down at the manhole cover. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, can I speak with Don and Mike, please?
Yes, you're on the air with us as we prepare to fake an accident picture so I can get my car paid for.
Right.
Yes, hi.
Don, no one's pointed out the fact that you want to blame everyone else, but you're the moron that drove your car through a 3-foot hole in the driveway.
Hey, listen, let me just walk you through this one more time, okay? Prince Dum Dum. As I was coming into the radio station today, there are two lanes of traffic that you can use. The right-hand lane and the left-hand lane. The right-hand lane was full of gigantic trucks and trailers with equipment that were in the lane that I would normally turn into.
The kind of equipment that you actually have to pay attention to what's in front of you, so because it's such a tight squeeze, you're looking at the cars on the right side.
I mean, if I did something dumb, if I thought it was my fault, I'd tell you.
It's a 3-foot hole in the freaking driveway.
No, it's not a 3-foot hole.
It's 3 feet deep. How big is a manhole cover? 18 inches?
Yeah. That's about what it is. Okay.
And you come off the street doing 35 miles an hour, make a turn into a driveway, and the manhole cover is approximately 5 feet off the drive, off the main street.
I mean, people drive into potholes, sir, that are 10 foot by 10 foot when they don't have traffic cones up. It happens all the time.
You mean you're so scary coordinated that you would pull in and you would immediately say, oh, my God, there's a manhole cover there.
Well, I do look what's in front.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. I hope nothing bad ever happens to you. I hope you cruise through life. Rob doesn't agree with me, but I hope that nothing bad ever happens to you, because God forbid, you know, you should have some sympathy when somebody bangs your car up.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'll never again.
All right, get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I want to harass him a little bit about his manhole cover.
And listen, you know, first off, if you're going to harass, don't be so dumb as to not know you're on the air.
Well, I'm not on the air.
You are. And now we're going to harass you because you're not bright enough to realize it.
Well, it's not on the air right now, and I don't hear it, but I just wanted to talk to him.
Because you're on a delay.
And, you know, we are going to harass you because you've been on the air the whole time, and now if you turn your radio up, you'll hear that fact because there's a 10-second delay, dummy.
Okay, well, I won't turn it up, but, Don, I wanted to just guess the secret sound, and I think it's a manhole cover being dropped.
Come again? Or no?
I just wanted to guess. I know he's already had the secret sound. I just wanted to guess the secret sound as a manhole cover being dropped. No answer?
Incredibly stupid. And now totally amused with himself.
Yeah. I thought it was funny myself.
Right. Okay, goodbye.
You didn't
okay,
have to
bye, Don. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Just, hello. I mean, you fart delighted with himself,
hello.
Idiot.
Well, not in my show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm telling you, this is a fact. Yeah, listen, most retards are very happy.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
They don't know better.
It's like in the movie Animal House, fat, dumb, and happy is no way to go through life, son.
You ever seen a sad, retarded person? No, they don't know any better.
Sure.
Yeah, me happy.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm not here in the Fairfax area. Oh, man, I'm sorry, you guys. I had the same thing happen to me a few months back, actually.
God, it was horrible.
Your trouble.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Caller before last can bite my hog.
Who can bite your hog?
The caller before last, the idiot.
The caller before last can bite your hog. Okay, thank you. All right, thanks.
I love your work in Cannonball Run.
Well, listen, I think we're set. I got my, hey, Robbie's my, yeah, my car keys are here. So what we'll do now is we'll go down. You get on the wireless mic.
Here's the way. Here's
you direct my car into position before you climb into the manhole cover. Into the manhole.
What I think, and this has nothing to do with you driving or anything like this, but I think this should be an after picture of the accident scene. Your car should be positioned just over the manhole, the tire just over the manhole.
The front tire.
I will have my leg, one leg in, one leg out, splayed
fine.
With the appropriate blood and the appropriate.
How about you
standing over me?
Oh no! How about looking out, keeping in mind that I'll follow your rule.
Right.
The keys are out of the ignition.
Right.
But I'm hanging out of the car going.
Yes, horrified.
Yeah, oh my
God. Maybe like the door is open and you're looking over, and you're just like,
Mike.
Like that, and I'll just be like, oh.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, ready to perform.
Very good.
Gee, I guess Lisa, you're gonna have to come in and run the board because you're gonna need Joe down there for tech support.
Very good.
And we'll do that. I'll go get in my car.
Right.
I guess write down the hotline so I can call in from my cell phone when Mike is directing me into position as I drive in
right.
to recreate this.
Absolutely.
Which will immediately be couriered over to the, who do I have to courier this to? The water somebody?
The water authority or something like that. And we can maybe put up on the net on the website. Okay,
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So people can witness our accidents.
Right. DonandMikeFans.com. Mm-hmm. Here she is, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They try their damn best. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I guess we're dry. There's music. Well, we are down here in the parking lot of the radio station getting all set to recreate this accident scene. I am standing right next to the manhole cover. Don should be on his cell phone. So, Lisa, if you take the phone call, Don should be going around the block right now. What we're going to do is we're going to maneuver him into position.
It's a lovely hole.
It is a lovely hole. It is a skeezy hole. There's leavens in this hole out here. I don't mind telling you. There are serious leavens here.
Yeah, oily leavens.
Yeah, but you know there's some urine residue down there. There's no doubt about that.
I'd hate to think if that's fresh water coming through that pet gate or perhaps used water.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to definitely take a tetanus shot after I get done recreating this. But what we're going to do, we're going to pull Don's car just past the manhole cover. So wheel is here, then the car.
Pull it around.
Then what I'm going to do, Rob, is
Mike.
I'm going to lie down with one leg in the manhole cover and the other leg.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm just pulling up now.
All right, can you hear me? Hey, we forgot one little detail, Don.
What?
Joe is now searching for the digital camera.
What do you mean he's searching? I'm here.
No, the digital camera.
Oh, the camera.
Okay, now go slow.
Hi, Mike.
Hey. Hi, Don. All right, Don. Now do we want to move that manhole out of the way completely?
Yes.
Pick your horn again.
I wish I had one of those Caddyshack horns, but
All right, now that's good. Now what we're going to need you to do is pull this tire over as far as you can so you don't go in the hole again.
And Mike, just for that a-hole that called, would you reiterate that if there were, as there were, landscape trucks over here to the right?
Yeah, you would pull the left and you would go directly over and you hit this in such an angle perfectly that your tire went down.
And would you see that as you turned around the corner?
No, you would not. No, it's a tiny little, it's not a 3-foot by 3-foot. And if you're looking at the equipment, yes, Wendell? What, is there something? Well, that's a lot better now, isn't it?
Right now.
So what we want to do is have you pull over. Yeah, I guess you'll have to get your car as far as you can.
Okay.
And then I will put my leg down in the manhole cover and we can lie out. So
just touch the lip.
So come forward, please. Now, you're going the wrong way. You're backing up. That's
I know I am.
All right.
No, stop. This is what I'm talking about. This is all what right. I'm talking about.
Get out of the way. Now seriously,
Slower. All right, because you don't want to go into the manhole cover.
Am I lining it up okay?
Yeah, hold it. You're going to want to cut it a little to this way, and let me get over here so I can...
All right, a little bit to the... straighten it out.
Come in like... Nope. More that way.
No, Rob, don't. Straighten it out. Rob, get out of there.
Oh, great.
Now you're not good at this.
G. Gordon Liddy. I don't want to run into G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, G-Man's coming out with this.
Come and let the G-Man out.
Say hi, Gordon.
I came over to volunteer to pump diesel fumes down into the hole.
I'm not moving my car until Gordon moves his.
Gordon's truck looks fantastic. German. He's speaking German.
Hey, Wendell, how come I can't hear him? No, he's talking. He was loud. We missed that whole German thing.
All right, thank
Rob
you, Gordon.
Talking, like, check one, check one.
Jesus, what a mess.
Joe, do you have the camera?
Well, Mike, I am not moving my car until Gordon moves.
Go ahead, Gordon. Don.
I'm afraid I'm going to hit Gordon.
Don, you're not going to believe this.
Bye, G. What?
Gordon just ran over the manhole cover, but he's all right. You know, we just... Guess what the latest development is?
What?
So to speak.
We don't have any film.
You don't need film for a digital camera.
You have film, Tom? Tom said he has film.
You don't need film for a digital camera.
Hey, Joe, come here. Joe, are we doing it digitally or what? What? Hey, Joe, hello. Come here. Come here, Joe.
Hey, Joe!
No!
What? You don't need film for a digital camera.
Digital.
Where's our digital camera?
Charlie's not in the building and Jimmy's not here either.
There you go. I'm the only management person here right now.
Wow. You know, this reflects badly on your team.
Mike, I'm covering the programming end.
Team Broyhill.
So they're not here.
Ah, film going in.
All right, we're taking a regular photo.
Mike needs it.
What?
Mike, you need a different microphone. Yours is crapping out.
You know, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Should I just go for a spin?
Keep talking, because none of these
microphones work. All right, well then, I'm going to go drive around the block again, I guess.
All right, I'm going to go back up to the studio, because these microphones...
No, don't. What's wrong with the microphones?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you on the phone, and I can hear you because you're standing 3 feet in front of me.
All right.
Hey, Mike, let me turn on my radio for a second and see what I hear.
All right.
Drive around the block again, I guess.
All right.
I'm going to go back up to the studio because these microphones... No, don't. What's wrong with the microphones? Can you hear me? I hear your microphone fine.
All right, so the microphone is... Does it sound all right, Wendell?
Mike, when I just heard you on my radio... Come here. Come here. Say something on the microphone, and I'll turn it up on the radio in my car.
Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing.
Okay, now come here. Listen. Look, when I just heard you on my radio... Come here. Say something on the microphone, and I'll turn it up on the radio in my car.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing.
Did you hear that? I could hear it fine on my radio.
The microphone was on. That doesn't sound much better. The microphone was on.
Can we just take this picture?
Let's just take the picture. Here, Rob, you narrate. Once upon a time.
Well, now, Rob, does your microphone work?
I have two microphones. One of them will work, I'm sure.
That one works. The one you're talking into, I think, works.
Very good.
You know, I'm going to have to ask for all the pedestrians behind me to give me some room here.
Okay, hold that, Tom. Now, Don, move your car over to the left.
Okay, I am.
And now...
Here we go.
Now, slowly.
Now, left.
Cut it. Stop, right there. A little bit more this way. All right, now forward.
I don't want to clip my rearview mirror.
Keep it left, a little left. All right, good.
Which way? Straight?
All right, that's good. Now, what I'm realizing is how am I going to get underneath the car?
What he's going to need to do is back up and leave half the hole exposed for you to get your legs in.
Right, I'm going to have to go over the hole.
Back up.
Be careful.
All right, wait a minute. All right, I'm backing it up now.
Easy does it.
Tell me when to stop backing up, Rob.
I will.
Keep going. Christ.
All right. That's the car off.
Okay. All right, Mike,
Keys are out. See? Look, Mike.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, look. Keys out of ignition.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Keys on the dashboard.
We'll get those keys.
Joe, don't take my Mike. The keys are on the dashboard.
Yeah, you're going to have to open the door because you're going to get the reaction. It's going to be the shot's going to come from this angle, and you're going to be like,
all right, okay. Open. All right, hold on. I'm getting out of the car.
Shock. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm getting out of my car now.
All right, I'm getting down. Did you put your parking brake on?
The parking brake is on.
Okay.
I think. It's on. I swear to God, it's on.
Rob, hold the mic.
Okay. And you know what? I see we have a bunch of people. You want to bring these people who are across the street, like, to stand as witnesses, and they can also...
you know, they'll be smart.
Well, no, I think that they could play along. Could you guys act really like you're horrified? All right, then come on over here. Mike, there's about 50 people over here already. Now, as I speak, Mike O'Mara is getting into the manhole cover. And the ketchup on the head is perfect. The ketchup on the head is perfect.
All right, now, is this what I'm letting you know?
Yeah.
What, now we have to figure out what angle.
Okay, I'm going to stand here at this angle and go, oh, my God! Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to be on the other side.
Right next to the brick wall.
Like, oh, my God! Now, all of you people here, first, hey, Robbie, get these people saying, you know, come let us know you're here. You can make some noise right now. Thank you, guys. All right, let's, Robbie, let's spread them all around. And I only want the best actor. I'm going to cast this now. Let me see. I'd like the white guy in the T-shirt over here. Then come over here, stand right next to Mike. Then I'll take the black guy right here. You know, it's going to be racially diverse. I'll take the Chinese girl, the Asian girl. You come on right here. Then, hey, you, the old guy taking the pictures, you come up here, too. You come get in this.
How do I look? Do I look authentic?
See, so right now, look at this. We have a racially diverse group. We have a young white guy, a young black guy, a young Asian chick, and an old white guy.
No Mexicans?
No, stop it.
Are there any Mexicans in the crowd? Do we need it? All right, and a teenager. Okay, step up, son. Okay. So, now, Mike?
Your concerns are really going to be demonstrated with that cigar still in here.
Oh, all right. That's real credibility to our fake accident. All right, I lost the cigar. So now, I'm on the phone to the police, and who's got the camera? Joe. All right, Joe.
All right, now where's Joe? You taking a picture here?
I can't. All right, now Joe, the look has got to be now. Everybody, you've got to play along. I'm going to be pointing like, oh, my God, I've killed Mike.
Got to get a face shot.
And what I need from all of you people is a look of shock where you're like, oh, my God, Mike is dead.
Don't you think it would help everyone get a feeling and scream?
Yes.
You want me to go around to this side?
No. I think...
Because then the people that don't can shoot it from this side. You can be okay.
Yeah. Move to the other side. Move to the other side. Hey, and, hey, old man? Is that a digital camera?
No.
Oh, it's not? Okay, never mind.
Is that a digital camera?
That is. Hey, if she's got a digital camera, we can take the picture and actually look at it as soon as it's done, right? Okay, come on over. Can Joe borrow your camera?
Yeah. Oh, did I just break it?
Okay.
What are you for the project?
Hey, Fabio, what are you doing here? Hey, look at this guy. Take a look at this guy here. What is his deal? Are you the guy who gets dressed up in a Mercedes? This guy looks like Fabio.
Nice glasses.
Okay. We have a digital camera now. Joe's got this woman's digital camera.
Right. I am in character.
Okay.
I'm in character right now.
Now, hold on. Where are my actors here? Hold on. Asian girl? No, you know what? No, you shouldn't be in it, Rob. Give me the microphone. Okay. Now, here's what I want. When I give you action, you're all screaming, Asian girl and teenager, point at Mike.
Bend down low. Someone should do that.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, you need the angle for see the pothole. You need to see the pothole.
All right, how about this? Asian girl, I want you crying. Old man, I want your hands cupping your face. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm saying.
Knock it off with the horn, God damn it.
Everybody else, just in shock. Like, oh, my God, Mike O'Mara's dead. He's dead. Don ran over him.
What about the mic cord?
Right. Oh, the mic cord?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here, take that. Well, Rob, take the mic off microphone, off out of the picture range there.
All right.
Okay, are we ready? Hold on, what's Mike doing? What is Mike doing now? What did you break, Mike?
Stuff on the game.
Okay. Okay, everybody ready? All right, now, I'm looking at Mike like, everybody, action. Now, Joe, you gotta get me in the suit, Joe.
Yeah,
now hold on.
Where's the digital camera?
Hold on. Now Joe's using the digital, so we should be able to see the picture.
Got it?
Hold on.
Let's, you know how to use that
camera? You know what? Let's get the lady to take the picture. Get the lady who's actually got the camera. Do you mind? Hi, what's your name?
Jen.
Where are you from, Jen?
I work right across the street.
Alright, well thanks. Will you mind taking the picture?
Yep.
Okay, great.
All right,
she's going to take the picture.
All right, thanks.
Okay, hold on. Same deal again now, everybody. Gather around. And it's got to be... Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Should I do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
All right,
it takes
a second.
Okay, take a second.
I can't hold this character very
well. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Oh, my God!
Did you wait until that moment until I cracked up?
Hold on. We can look at
it.
Can we look at it? Can we look at it? Okay.
Yeah, but I was smirking. But
Mike, hold on.
Mike,
no, you're not smirking because by the time the flash happened, the picture was taken. Come look at it, Mike. Mike, come look at it. Get out of the manhole cover and come look at it. You'd be very pleased.
All right, you need an angle looking down more. You don't want to squat down.
How about some shots of just Mike now?
Okay.
Just like after the accident.
Ketchup on his head.
Okay. Just Mike. Yeah, Mike leading up against here.
Mike, yell for us. What's the matter with your goddamn camera?
Oh, she took it. She took it.
I'm sorry, I'm acting. I'm in character.
She took it.
All right.
Can you see it? It's a good picture. And how about one of me helping you out?
Okay.
How about this?
How about it? But our hands haven't joined yet. I'm just reaching for you.
Okay. All right. You ready? Okay. Here we go. Okay, you got that one? Let's see that one. Except I'm not in that one. Can you...
How about one from behind Mike so you can see Don? We can use it.
So I can also act in this. So I want to show my care. Ready? And you got it? Okay, let's see that one.
Hello, killer.
Let's see all the pictures. Oh, Mike, we care. You know what? We've really done some beautiful artwork here.
Great.
And on top of it all, I think I might be able to use the. I think I might be able to use these pictures.
There it is. There's one I like right there. That's what? We've done homework. Is done here.
All right, then. Listen, I'm going
to get one more close up of me and close back.
I'm going to back my car up then, so you guys can get the sound effect of putting the manhole cover back in.
Okay.
Oh, Mike is now wiping the stuff off his face.
Listen, story on it, man.
All right, let me back my car up so you guys can actually spin that thing, the cover back on.
Don't put it in forward.
Hey, Ed, can all you people here see how if you were pulling into work at 11 o'clock in the morning and there was a giant-ass truck here, another giant-ass truck here, if you just pulled right in this lane, right out of traffic here, you would drove here, you wouldn't see a friggin' manhole cover open, would you?
No.
Thank you. You're all witnesses. Thank you. All right, I'm getting back in the car now.
All right, John, back it up, and then we're going to put the manhole cover back on it.
All right. Hold on. Bear with me.
Do I have ketchup on my ass?
How many times have we heard that?
Mike is spotting.
All for the good of the show.
All right, Don, back her up.
Okay.
All right, boys, let's get the manhole cover back on.
All right, manhole cover back.
Spinning trick again. Let's do that spinning trick, Joe. All
right. Hey, Mike? Very nicely done.
All right. Now, be gentle, Joe.
All right, Joe, don't throw that now.
Excellent. There, it's done. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Go back to your home.
Don, I believe the stunt is completed.
I believe it is, Mike.
Fine job to everybody, and give yourselves a round of applause. Be careful. He's behind the wheel of a car. I'm running now. I'm running. You're gonna run over little Tommy.
What, little Tommy? Even with it on, if you run over the side, it pops right up.
Oh, yeah. Even with it on, if I run over the side, it'll pop back up. Mm-hmm. So I've got to drive around
it.
Yeah,
you got to be careful. So cut it
so high. What you're saying, Tommy, is that's a hazard for everyone driving to work here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That he knew about.
I just don't know if I'm ever going to get the ketchup out of these shorts. I'm very skeptical.
All right.
Skeptical.
Here we go. Out of the way. Beautiful. And here I go in the parking lot.
Very good.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me.
All right. Now, here's always an adventure. Don's going to back into his parking space.
It's tricky.
How come I can't hear your cell phone now? Don's cell phone has got... Hello?
Lost it.
All right, wait. Wendell's bringing him a microphone. Don, back up a little bit. Back up a wee bit. Don't hurt Wendell. Busted! All right, Don, now you're on the microphone.
Look at how good I backed this car in.
Flawless.
Watch this.
It's a shame there's not a car on the right side.
Oh.
Take a look. Now, just leave it as is. Okay. Ken Stevens' car would have been smited. All right. Very good.
Here we go.
Our work here is done.
And?
Marvelous job.
Perfectly done, perfectly fine.
Flawless.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yoo-hoo.
All right.
All right.
Turn everything off here.
There we go.
Give me a second, turn the telephone.
Yoo-hoo. All right, now, what are you doing? All right, now, we're going to get these right out to the Water Authority, and hopefully Don will have a check in hand by the end of the day. Good job, Joe. Fine job.
Thank you, Robbie. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for the wonderful recreation today.
All right, nothing to see here. All the work is concluded. We will put we're going to put the pictures on the web, right?
Nothing else to see.
I can't hear Don. Is Don's microphone not working? Don, your microphone is toast.
Nothing else to see here.
Nothing else to see. Thank you. We're going to go back inside now.
Lisa, let's go to break, please.
Thank you.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
What they don't know could fill a book. Don and Mike.
All right, well, the pictures are taken.
Don't let anyone say that we don't commit for a radio broadcast.
We do.
How are your pants?
Well, I caught him on a nail downstairs.
You know, it is nothing but a job hazard site downstairs.
You know, I never wear nice clothes to work. Rob and I are going to a function tonight. It's the one day I'm wearing nice clothes to work, and I got a... It's nothing. Just a small snag in the back. A small snag in the back of my fly.
It's horrible, and little Tommy owes you new pants.
But it's nothing like Mike, who looked like he took a crap in his pants.
Well, you know, yes, I mean, but that's okay. I'm not going anywhere tonight. And thanks to everybody that showed up with 15 seconds notice and gave us a little audience for this
pretty
show
cool.
Downstairs.
I think we're going to have those pictures on some website.
And the lady that took the camera at the
Jen,
digital...
that's her name, Jen.
Jen was very, very nice, and she was out in the lobby with her digital camera.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Are the phones on, or...
There they go. All right. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to make
a comment to Dynamite.
You're,
the whole thing, kind of like
it. You're talking to us, please.
I'm on the radio.
With,
beautiful.
With yeah. People,
I mean, that hole's bigger than Mike. How do you miss that thing?
You know what? You know,
baby.
Sir, is this national people that are too stupid to know they're on the air day today? This has been, I've never heard this many phone calls.
Trainers. And how do you know?
You guys are actually, you're calling to bust balls, but you're not bright enough to even know that you're on the air.
It's hard to hear this.
And
volume is
for the 1,000th time, as you make the left-hand turn into the radio station, into the left-hand lane.
What if it had been a baby?
Then the baby would have been dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
right.
Incidentally, I know the answer to this, and it's happened because other people said, you hit the manhole cover was in all probability on when you drove over it, so you didn't even see a hole.
Right.
The way that thing works is you hit the manhole cover sending it out like a frisbee. The manhole cover is too
loose.
Small
what about
for the hole.
I mean, the first time I could see, but the second time?
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm not as smart as you. When you drive over something...
Me too, and make a better show.
You hear...
Have a nice day.
Hey, no, don't say that, because I just used real profanity with you.
On the radio, I didn't think you could do that.
Yes, I can.
Really?
I did.
Well,
what about you? Yeah, let's just remember, though, you, Mr. Ballbuster, that you weren't even, you didn't even have the presence of mind to know that you were on the radio.
And you don't know the situation. You don't know the layout of the street that I came off of.
You described it.
You don't know. Okay, so...
I mean, it was a baby. I mean, what if it was a baby?
No, you don't...
I mean,
you know what?
If
it was a baby...
You have a life on your hands.
If it was a baby, then that was a stupid mother to leave a baby in the middle of a road.
I see.
I mean, yeah, are there any other...
Have a good day.
Bail out while you still can.
You have a good day. I only wish the baby was you.
Sure.
Because I want to run it over in a second. I would have backed up and I would have run over it again. I really would have. I'd play that Alice Cooper song, Dead Babies, over and over again.
And, you know, the guy that owns the old landscaping service, that is the end of the days where he parks on the right-hand side. He is the only guy that does that. He is the only guy that ever has done that.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues to do that, and he shouldn't. There's a place for the trucks, and they're supposed to be on the left-hand side.
You know, I've been in plenty of accidents, and I got no problem coming in and saying,
right.
I was in an accident today. It was my fault. I was a doofus. I wasn't paying attention. Christ, I make a left-hand turn into a radio station. 3 feet later, there's a manhole right there.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, you know, the manhole was in place. You probably hit the thing with it, and it sent it out. Like if somebody, you know when you take a bottle cap and you put your thumb on it and it shoots it out?
Right.
Well, I mean, Joe can make that thing move with his foot.
Mm-hmm.
The weight of an automobile will, if you hit it just right, will send the thing flying like a frisbee.
But apparently not to all of the Mario Andretti's out there who are listening to us today.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I've got a below average intelligence, but I know I'm on the air.
Thank you.
Good for you, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you, O'Meara.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
That's all he wanted to say.
He just called to say he's below average intelligence, but he does. He's on the
air.
And
I do enjoy being called O'Meara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
Attorney here in Vienna, which is in Fairfax.
I
do some practice, private practice, but I also do some contract work for the county, Fairfax. And,
Come on, please get to the point.
God, are you this quick in the courtroom?
Nope. I do. You know what the first thing?
What
the
is
first thing I would have to ask you if we were on the stand and I was representing
the first
county.
Thing I'd say is, please, I need another lawyer. Really? I'd have to say, I don't care. Give me your first student out of law school.
This is Tortoise the attorney here.
Come on.
We have to make an impression.
You've made the impression.
The first and last question, why did you drive into the hole?
It wasn't a hole.
It wasn't a hole. There was no apparent hazard.
Well, the hazard is very clear to us that there was a...
How can it be very...
It is now that the lid flipped off of it.
How can it be very clear to you when you're listening to it on the radio?
Well, when you first started the story, didn't you say that there was no manhole cover?
You know what?
There was no manhole cover
when he got out of the car.
When I got out of the car, there was no manhole cover.
There was a manhole cover there. And it got popped up by the wheels on his car.
You need a good attorney.
What?
You need a good attorney.
Well, obviously not you. Hey, that's good. I hope you use that in court when the judge says something to you.
Do you have that nervous chuckle and then nothing to respond with, counselor?
Oh, I've got a lot to respond with.
No, you don't.
I would have to come out there and see for myself.
Uh-huh. Why don't you go ahead? We'd like to meet you.
Yeah, come on down. I'd like to meet a guy as scary, smart as you.
What time can I be there?
Why don't you come out right now and we'll put you down on the manhole cover.
Yeah,
and close it on top of you and glue it shut.
Why don't you come on down and drive your car over the manhole cover and see what happens?
So let me ask you one thing.
You know what? That's a great idea. Why don't you bring your car down here, drive it over the manhole cover like four or five times.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
The Mercedes tires won't fit over that.
Oh, the Mercedes tires. Yes,
Mercedes,
sir.
Kiss my ass, Mercedes.
Why the hostility, gentlemen?
Because you're a doof.
For you? Because you're a know-it-all lawyer.
You called to make trouble.
And you're an attorney.
I represent trouble. I saw problems.
No, you're an attorney. Oh, you are geez. Trouble with a
listen,
capital C.
Listen, we hate all lawyers in general, but you are the type that gives lawyers a bad name.
Well,
you really are.
Made an awfully good living at it.
Smarmy, self-serving prick.
And you know, a guy that says that he makes a good living at it is a guy usually that doesn't make that good a living at it.
And I hear Mercedes are great for ambulance chasing. But no, I'm sure that you practice high law, right? I mean, that you're in the...
We handle whatever happens to come by the way.
You're a bottom feeder, sir. That's what you are. You're a bottom feeder working out of a one-room office.
You're like that movie, The Rainmaker. That's what you are. You're like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, you go up there and you got dirty, dirty blinds. You got your name stenciled on that 1920s door.
I called to help you two, and you're hot.
Oh yeah, you really called to help.
Called to help to give you pointers should you appear in court with a representative from the county.
Yeah, you know the only pointer I want from you. Point to your own taint.
Please. And furthermore, I'd like to know, what law school did you go to?
I went to GW, right here in town.
Which you couldn't get into Georgetown?
Actually, you're not that far apart from each other.
Well, maybe logistically they're not.
Yeah, we're talking about SAT scores, not a cab ride, sir, okay?
Why are you guys so hot?
Because you called to bust ball. You called to bust my balls about driving over this manhole cover.
I called initially to say that would be the literal first question. Why did you ride over
the... Okay, well, you know what? If I do pursue this legally, I will pursue it with a real lawyer. Whose first question will be, why did you spend a day, he'll say, why did you waste valuable airtime talking to some ambulance chaser?
Well, now the world is full of this, and we really do make it go around.
Yes.
There is a place for everyone.
The world is full of it, sir, and I believe you have represented that group quite nicely.
Well...
Whoa. And listen, I know you're a lawyer. I know that you're a lawyer, so you're smarter than most of us. But I'll tell you that really, if this was in my mind, hold on, Rob, I'm going to say something.
Rob is doing a new sound. He's doing the dumb lawyer sound.
Rob is upset back there, I can tell.
No, he's mimicking you. But if I was truly upset by this...
Right.
I wouldn't be spending an hour on the radio talking about it. Could that be a tip-off for you? That maybe, yes, my car is damaged, but seriously?
Not badly, hopefully.
Yeah,
well, you would be surprised. There are a lot of cases.
Oh, no, I'm surprised. How many disc jockeys do you know who really seriously get on and talk about legal matters? I mean, see, if I had a serious legal bitch... This is the last place I'm going to bring it up. And speaking of legal bitches, how's your wife?
Why did I see that coming?
You didn't. You didn't see it coming.
Nor did you see Rob's fabulous impression of you.
Well, I tell you, I have heard you on the radio, lovely bride Frida.
Yes, my lovely bride Frida, yes, who is not a legal bitch.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
She is.
Well, I wish I could give you some pointers, but you're too upset by all this.
Oh, no, I'm not. Listen.
I've handled cases like this on both sides of the fence, and I just called to help you.
Great. No thanks.
No, you just called to parrot your own little achievements in life, you nerdnik.
Why so hostile?
Because it's you.
It's you. It's
you. You know, it's not. John's the one that went over the manhole cover, but we're all sharing an equal amount of hostility for you.
Listen.
Think about this.
I'll tell you something. You put on your seersucker suit and you go back to small claims court and you handle Johnny throwing a baseball through old Ma Cleaver's window because that's the type of legal. Listen to me, Fairy Mason.
You guys got me laughing.
Of course, you know why? Because we can do our job.
There you go. We're trained professionals.
And besides, what lawyer worth his salt is calling a radio show. Seriously.
Oh, we have our radios on all day long.
No, come on.
It's contagious.
You're not a serious lawyer.
No, we're very serious, but I
are you very serious?
I'm able to
What's the last case you tried?
The last case, we're still working on it.
Tell me the last case you tried.
A divorce case.
A divorce case. Oh, you're a divorce attorney.
Lowest form of lawyers. You're worse than an ambulance chaser.
Oh, let me get a stick and clean you off the bottom of my shoe.
We all need lawyers to handle.
No, you're the worst. God,
you're a scumbag.
What would you do if you had to handle one?
What would you do if you had to handle one?
You're the worst. God damn it, I hope your wife divorces you and hires someone as dumb as you to represent her.
When the excrement from whales falls out of the whale's nether regions and falls to the bottom of the sea, it hits you because you're underneath it.
Now, odds are one of you have gone through a divorce.
We both have.
We both have, absolutely.
And you went through it without attorneys.
Yes, we handled it ourselves.
Absolutely. You know our firm, Fool and Fool?
I handle thyself.
Mm-hmm.
I do handle myself.
I do handle thyself.
Thou isst an a-hole.
Are you happy with the results of your divorces?
Yes, I'm ecstatic with it.
I'm ecstatic it's in my rearview mirror.
Listen, all kidding aside, yep. Seriously, Mr. Douchebag, I am not serious about this. I wouldn't be turning this into a bit on the radio if I was serious.
Well, if you do have damage to your car, and this did happen, and you've already...
It did, but I'm sure it can be handled with the people who own the building.
Now, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to aspire to those guys that come on TV and say, if you're injured in an accident.
Right.
You know, but you're not at that level yet. That's what you're trying to do it on the cheap. Well, I know what you're up to.
It costs quite a bit.
I know what you're up to.
So listen, no thank you.
Well, I hope you prevail. I hope it gets solved.
No.
Thank you, and good luck to you.
I appreciate your comment.
Thank you, Mr. Hemmer.
Say hi
to your partner, Mr. Oid. Hemorrhoid.
Well, take care of yourself.
I want to just say, you know what? The next time you're in open court, please call us and tell us. Leave a message in the office so Mike and I can come watch you practice your craft.
Yeah, we'd like to see your dance steps, sir. We really would.
There you go again.
There you go.
Good retort.
Well... Rob is stimulated, I have to say that.
He is stimulated, that is true. He's fully turgid right now.
Rob, I have a feeling we'll need a good attorney.
Rob's coming over to say something to you directly.
Here we go.
You know, I love all lawyers, but I most love a lawyer in Vienna. Tell you what, everything about the whole stupid town is brown, you can't turn left, apply yourself to do something good. Are you liking Vienna? Do you like it?
Do you know where Vienna...
Hold on.
The Vienna rested area. You know what that's like? That's like when you live in Gaithersburg and you say you live in North Potomac. Please, you don't live in Reston. You live in Vienna.
This is technically. We're in Vienna.
You work in Vienna. It's an armpit.
Nice big brown skid mark right between Oakton and McLean.
And no offense to any of our fine listeners who live in Vienna.
No,
you know,
it's a fine area.
I know you're trying to climb the wall to get out, okay? But please, any lawyer that's based in Vienna, please.
Yeah, watch out for him.
You might as well go down to the soup kitchen downtown. You'll find a better lawyer down there.
Skid Mark Esquire.
Right.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Why are you hostile?
No. What is that?
You don't have time.
We don't have the time.
Everybody's hostile towards you, sir. You've got a certain magic that you bring to the show today.
Buzz, you sound semi-respectable.
Buzz,
what's your story?
Here we go. Okay, Buzz, open forum.
No, you've not performed well today, sir. You called to make trouble, and nobody likes you, and I'm sorry, but today that includes me.
See, look at that.
Buzz, you ever have any use for an attorney?
No, never have.
Never will?
Well, you know, who knows?
Really? You think one of us is going to get in a jam and call you after this conversation?
Well, it's doubtful that it would be me, but you will need an attorney eventually.
You know, Buzz might need an attorney if anyone ever discovers that blacklight herb farm in his attic.
No, the Supreme Court said you can't search for that.
That's right. They can't use the heat source. Yes.
Buzz is normally a very sensible fellow.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what I love. You know, let me just tell you
this
one
is a desperate
time.
Appeal.
You know what? We're doing a show where we're having fun. And frankly, when you called up, you didn't call to have fun. You called as Mr. Hi, I'm a serious lawyer.
Let me tell you how to handle it.
You did, and you called to bust my balls about driving over the manhole cover.
No, no, that was technically not true. I called to give you some advice as to how it...
It
was not advice, sir. You were making a point. Right, you were not giving out advice.
You know what? You don't believe us. Let me have you talk to some of our listeners. Karen?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Karen, you're on with the lawyer.
Hi there. I just wanted to tell you guys are wasting too much time on that See You in Toledo liquor.
Wow.
And he asked why you guys are so hostile. He obviously doesn't listen to the show very often. It's just the undeniable
I have a card for the, I don't remember what you called it.
Four-hour club.
Four-hour club.
Oh, he's a four-hour club member.
That goes back a ways.
Oh, I better be careful.
Why this young lady is so hostile.
Ma'am, why are you so hostile?
Why, that's right. Is that your defense for everything? Why are you so hostile?
We have to break through the hostilities to make headway.
It's a strategy I've used in the past.
I just don't think hostility is the word for it. You obviously don't enjoy the charm of these two.
There you go, baby.
Thank you.
Charming, believe me.
Let me say something.
Does anyone hear how we just softened there? It took one good woman to call this show and immediately softened.
She would represent us. She would represent us in a legal matter before you would.
Absolutely.
But thank you.
Does she have training?
I don't guess she's better than you.
She's got much more common sense, and she's a bit brighter than you are.
Well, she sounds a little bit younger and probably more attractive, but that doesn't work in a courtroom.
Thank you. That's true also.
Listen, either way.
Hey, you know what? It does work in a courtroom. Let me familiarize you with Mr. F. Lee Bailey.
Not when you're dealing with the county water.
Listen to this guy. Could you have a bigger stick?
Hey, F you, Bailey. All I know is that when I saw him in a courtroom, he was dreaming.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right. And
I'm not so sure why she's upset.
Because you're a dick.
That's everybody else, sir. It's not you.
Well, Buzz, I am disappointed. I really thought you...
Right, because Buzz is so nice. Buzz, tell this guy... Well, I mean, I don't want to put words in your
mouth. Not as disappointed as I am in you, sir.
Buzz, you want to give him some real profanity?
Is it the right product?
Sure, I'll hit the delay. Go ahead, Buzz.
Sir, do you have one last thing you'd like to say to Buzz?
Well, you might have to hear from my attorney if you start using profanity on me.
Oh, no. Please, yeah, go ahead and sue us. Go ahead. Buzz, go ahead.
Nobody.
There you go. What'd you think of that? You heard that from your man, Buzz.
I'm in a good mood today, so I'll let it roll off.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll let it roll. Yeah. Today, he'll let it roll.
We're shaking in our boots, Captain.
Today, you'll let it roll.
Yeah. Line up. Take a number.
You do need to believe this. I did not call to harass. I called.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, well, then just hang up.
Just go away. Please, go away now.
Just hang up.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He seems nice.
Bye bye. Yeah, there's a quality lawyer.
You want to know what's wrong with our society? You want to know why we're an angrier people than we were 10 years ago? You just
heard it.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh my God.
What?
That was rough. Waiting for that guy's long winded.
Hey, hold on. I got another lawyer online too. I'm really in the mood.
Oh, good.
For this.
Good.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hold on. Hey, lawyer?
Oh, that's the lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Thomas Gammon, Esquire.
Oh. I just heard enough of him. Just enough.
Hi.
I hope that attorney calls back.
Not in Mike's show.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know I'm not an attorney, but I've represented landlords, and I'm a real estate broker. Your claim just, you know, and I know you don't care too much about it, would go against both the owner of the building and against whoever has an easement on the property.
Hey, listen, can I tell everybody?
Whoever pays it, pays it.
Seriously, when I was downstairs, little Tommy, the guy who owns the building, looked at the underbelly of my car and the undercarriage and said, wow, it's really scratched. He said, I'll take care of it.
Right. Tommy does. I mean, he's a good guy.
Everybody get this?
Tommy is a good guy. That's why, you know, like, he came into the studio, and was on the show for a half an hour. Come on.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious, how long was that lawyer on for? I'm wondering who's getting billed for that.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, right.
His client.
It was like around 5 o'clock. He's probably billing somebody for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure he is.
Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Thank you, everybody. I'll let you know what happened, and we'll get pictures of this up on some website somewhere. We got a break now. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry.
just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loved the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike show is bad.
What did my wife want, Robbie?
Nothing.
That's what he said.
She didn't know that you were going to do a live spot there, and she said if you want to call her, that's fine, but it's nothing.
I don't trust her when she says nothing.
You get worried?
Well, you know, I just like making sure that, you know, the house isn't burning down.
Right.
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
What a day.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Pumpkin.
Did you call me?
Yeah, but it wasn't important.
Well, what was it? What's that sound in the background?
Dogs.
Oh, dogs.
Wow, the dogs are making some weird sounds.
Well, but, you know, they saw the mailman. Go get him.
Hi to Chris the mailman, incidentally. Always tip your mailman.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, very important.
Hi, why did you call?
Sugar Bear, really? You know what? You're going to think I did this on... Oh, wait a minute. It's Bart Pal that's over. His lady pal. I thought they were barking at the mailman. Come here, clinkers. Sorry. Come on in.
You
had a message from your lawyer. I mean, from earlier.
Oh.
It had nothing to do with this other stuff.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right.
All right, sir.
Hold on.
All right, I love
which,
you. It's a very legal day.
Which lawyer?
Which one? Just give me the first name.
First letter, initial J. Hey, cut it out, Clink. Settle down.
Is it from Joe Coin?
No. Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Okay.
All right.
All right, handsome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, now I'm concerned.
Bye, honey. Bye.
We don't have a lawyer named Jim.
I do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Jesus H. Christ.
Lots going on.
Yes, we do. Well, no, hold on. No, this is,
you've got to do this
I
now
write
for me,
down for you.
Or I won't be able to continue with the show.
This is about,
I think I know, but I just want a confirmation.
No, it concerns you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking right now.
He's writing a very elaborate note.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's what it's about.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Very okay. Good.
Christ, been enough lawyer crap on this show today.
Amen.
Hello. Well, listen, you try to get a new deal done.
Right.
You get a new deal done and everybody wants a piece of the pie. Everybody wants to put their goddamn thumb in the pie.
Yeah, once every 7 years or so, lawyers begin to work for it.
Every 7 years, you know, something's in the newspaper and all of a sudden every lawyer you ever met calls you up and goes, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
You signed a new deal. Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thank you.
It was 1 year ago today that I presented myself and my big 2-inch stomach with my baton in your studio.
I'm trying to remember you.
Were you in the pregnant bikini contest?
I was a contestant and I was the winner.
The winner of the pregnant bikini contest.
2-inch
yes,
stomach.
Sir.
What do you mean? Did you have, was there another number there? Did your phone drop out? What do you mean 2-inch stomach?
I believe it was 42.
42, yes.
Remember,
yes.
She was gigantic.
Your 42-inch
yes.
Stomach. And now you've had the baby and everything's wonderful.
I have, and he is almost a year old.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Quite smaller than 42 inches now, I hope. So.
Beautiful. And how are you looking?
Better than I did when last time you saw
me. Well, that would follow, but I mean, have you gotten it all back?
Have you bounced back?
I don't bounce. Very slowly have I bounced back. Very close to being a piece of ass again.
Very close to being a piece of ass.
Congratulations.
Good
for you and a very humble description of yourself.
Thank you.
Has the fitty Terry come to see you?
He did, and then he left. When I no longer needed him anymore, he went away.
Did he leave quickly, or did he leave in such a haste that he really left nothing behind, or...
No, he left quickly, but he left me with what I had before I had the baby.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's nice, because a lot of times the fitty Terry comes,
right.
And he gives, and then when he leaves,
mm-hmm.
He takes a lot
away.
More.
Yeah.
He does take us away, and fortunately for me and my husband... I'm lucky to keep what I had before. Yeah. So
sometimes that fairy leaves and takes more than he should have taken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're glad you're doing great.
I am. I just wanted to call and say thank you. I've noticed I've been listening to you guys as a loyal listener. I've noticed you haven't run any promos for the second annual third trimester bikini contest. I take it there is not going to be one. Not that I'm looking to compete again.
Was last year the first annual?
Yeah, well, I think last year was the first and only. I don't think we sold that as the first annual.
One time only.
All right. Thank you, though.
Well, thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
As she says that, I remember how wonderful that contest was.
Send us a nude picture. Send us a picture. Hello.
Oop.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
She's gone.
Hey, Don.
You what?
Why'd they dump out of the promo at WJFK on the Larry Sanders?
They dumped out of the promo?
Yeah, they dumped.
Kidding me?
No.
You know, what's that pixie upstairs? What the hell is she doing? Did she dump that, Joe? We've only been running that drop for about...
Yeah, I've gotten like 5 phone calls, so apparently yes.
You don't edit Hank's thoughts, right? One never edits Hank's thoughts.
You know, I had a conversation with her. We got a new girl on the dump button.
I sure do miss the cows.
And I told her the other day, Christ, what's her phone number? What's her name?
Kate.
Kate?
Yeah, try her at this extension.
At which one?
815.
815. All right, thank you. Thanks for the heads up.
Bye-bye.
Jesus. You dumping out of our tapes?
We've had that for years.
Yeah, that's colloquial. It's not sexual.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's good, man.
Hey, Pixie.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Come on, Pixie, pick up. 851, Rob?
815.
815?
I believe.
Oh, okay, hold on.
We'll find out.
Call the Pixie right now.
This is Kate.
Hey, Pixie, it's Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, don't dump out of that Larry Sanders tape.
Well, it's not with FCC rules.
No. Honey, we've played that tape for like 15 years. I mean, how long has that show been on the air?
About 15 years.
I mean, we've played that tape forever. And Buzz, what'd you say? It's not sexual.
It's not sexual.
No, it doesn't matter if it's sexual.
But that was a colloquialism.
How does Broyhill feel?
Sorry,
about
I'm going to take it to a higher power.
Figure of speech.
You know, Pixie, never mind. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
Always an adventure. How's your head feeling today?
Fine.
Jesus, did you
hello?
Hey.
Which drop was it?
It was the one about Hank's hot potato.
I'm sure you all know the game Hot Potato, and you love it when I take it out of my big fat A.
She dumped that.
Okay.
Right. Rob, could I have the tape again to play it again, please? And Pixie, don't dump it this time. Jesus Christ.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Bill to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun.
You're up there. Well, it doesn't follow FCC law. Jesus Christ.
With this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell your catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
Right, that's not...
What's the ruling, Mr. Boyle?
That's not dumpable.
I don't think it is either.
Thank you. Would you go reprimand? Hold on, Buzz, did she dump it out?
Yeah.
Did she dump it out a second?
She told me she was going to.
A second time she dumped it out?
Seems so. Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me.
Hey, listen to me, you little pixie.
I asked Bill to write some,
don't dump it this time.
But I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of diet.
The program director, don't dump it this time.
I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just...
Your catch.
Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
Now, what's going on, Charlie?
Charlie?
I'm listening pre-delay.
Oh, he's listening pre-delay.
Gone again.
Charlie,
what's the deal? Seriously.
Why don't you go down the hall and tell her to get off my ass about this?
That's a tape we have played seriously.
For about 8 years.
Right. You know, I mean, tell her not to be so goddamn liberal.
Literal,
rather, thank you, with the reading of the rules.
There's nothing sexual or titillating or shocking about that.
Right.
Yes. I mean, I'm not even going to start on how she's been effing up the show. She dumped yesterday. One time yesterday when I said, go F yourself, she dumped that. Christ. All right, I'm going to play it again. Listen, you little pixie. Don't dump it.
Well, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue.
Here we go. Don't dump this.
I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you the
catch. There. Now I have to wait and see if she dumped it or not.
Buzz will let us know.
She dumped it again?
Out again.
Hey, Charlie, how about some help here? How about some help here, operations manager? Charles?
I hear you.
Well, what's going on?
I can't do it on the phone.
Okay, how about hanging up and go telling her then? Call me right back.
He's gone.
You know what?
Remarkable similarities to a former program director we used to talk to. The non-answering.
Yeah.
He has gone into the Jeremy style.
You know, I just want to say something. We've been playing that tape for I don't know how many years. And you can say I've got something up my ass. You can say that.
Where's the book? Where's the book that we've
read? I'd like the book that she's reading from where she dumps something five freaking times in a row when we're playing it on the radio.
Right. Always an adventure.
I got you people are out there to tell us she's dumping this crap. And she probably just dumped out what I just said.
Did she, Buzz?
I'm sure she did. A goddamn pixie. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
How's everybody like listening to the show today? It's like you're listening on shortwave today. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
That's great.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. How you doing?
You know, can I fix this now that I'm the program director? Don't I have any say here?
No.
Probably not.
I didn't have to talk to him either.
Probably not on that particular
subject. That sucks on ice.
Only up to a point. Because you've got your job to do and they've got their job to do.
Well, that sucks.
That's the way it works right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Right
now.
Do
you have the power to fire that bitch program director?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I mean, she's a nice enough girl.
Yeah, don't use that. That's not nice. She's a nice person.
Frankly, I'd like to fire her.
But I mean, but I don't like that word about her. She's a very nice person.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
We'll fire that little pixie.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, need to fire that bitch.
I want to tell you something. The way this company works, if it wasn't her, it would be someone else sitting up there on the button.
Right.
The problem is that I don't know when this started. I think what they did was they got someone who has had no radio experience. They put her in the room, and they gave her the book, and they said, anytime anything that's said that's, you know, remotely challengeable, you hit the dump button.
She's doing what she's told to do.
Yeah, so now let's call back Broyle.
What's his number? 849.
859. Oops.
Hold on. Bear with me.
Everything today.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Did you talk to her?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to play it now.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue.
Listen, Katie, here it comes.
I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my
big fat ass.
Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts.
Oh, who needs to hear the rest of it? Okay.
Now Buzz is going to let us know what's going on.
Buzz is monitoring on air to tell us if it was dumped. Well, Buzz?
It stayed in.
Yay. Thank you. Finally.
Bravo.
Jesus Christ. You know, Rob, take a memo.
buy hammer.
Smashed away.
No, smash Katie's fingers.
Oh, no. Oh. Stop that. She's wonderful.
I set up the hammer alarm.
Hammer.
Hammer time. No, because you know what? They'll just buy another delay.
Yes.
But if I break her fingers...
She'll do it with her nose.
Okay.
She's a dedicated employee.
Okay. Let me see what would be... 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right.
Then nose.
Well, nose, you can still do it with her forehead.
Forehead?
I can't do it anymore.
Nipples.
Oh, dear.
Toes. There you go. Now you're in perfect shape to run our delay button.
Wonderful.
I've taken a hammer to your fingers, your toes, your nipples, and your forehead.
Elbows.
Kneecaps.
Tongue.
Heels.
Tongue. Chin. Cheekbones.
Ears.
You know, I'm not sure. She's not going to be able to hear the delay after that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is she 12? She sounds like she's like a star.
Hey, I don't want... Excuse me. I'm going to tell you right now.
She's a very sweet girl.
She's a very sweet girl, and we are not going to bash her. We're not going to bash her.
Charlie hired her. No,
he inherited her. She's just in way over her head. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
She truly is.
When you were saying, go after yourself,
yeah,
being dumped, once you use the word, go have a conjugal visit with yourself.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the help. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Another lawyer, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Don and Mike, you sewer rats.
Hi.
FCC will now pursue suing you.
Right.
Very litigious day today.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I used to be a gumper. I lost my hand by gumping.
Yeah, that was Dennis Murphy way back when. Yeah.
All right, Dennis. Goodbye.
Hey, can I upload something?
What?
I'm going to be doing a live show in Iowa City Friday night, and it's going to be on Streamy Audio.
Can I approach something?
Yes.
You were supposed to be in Terre Haute yesterday covering the McVeigh execution for us.
I know, Mr. Delano.
And you chose not to be there, right?
No.
No, he started a question with he started an answer with no.
Bye. Goodbye, that's the new rule. You can't answer any question with no, even if the answer to the question is no.
No.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. That's how we get it.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, but I did say the Holiday Inn Express last night. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that tape.
Thank you, my friend.
There you go.
Hey, you know, they've changed those commercials, too, where the guy is
right
now actually staying at
yes
a Holiday Inn Express.
But he resets the guy's leg.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So, Don and Mike... You
take your time. Take your time, sir.
Okay.
Okay, what?
You need to get a new cell phone. You're freaking up, man.
As I can barely hear you, you're telling me I need to get a new cell phone?
What is this regarding?
Regarding the...
being dumped out. He said it was like a cell phone breaking up.
Yeah.
That was his
humor. You understood that?
I did.
I'm really?
At you,
really?
I'm mad
really
at you now for understanding.
Really?
I'm
is
sorry
that what this guy was trying to
is
say?
Is that what you meant, sir?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, it's the monkey guy. I guess I can't bring the monkey and the chocolate down today, huh?
You're not the monkey guy, no.
That pixie guy. That pixie girl will dump it, won't she?
You're not the monkey
guy. You're not even...
I'm the monkey guy.
No, you're
not the monkey guy.
I am the monkey guy.
No, I think the monkey guy is the guy is a different guy. He's from Baltimore.
I'm the monkey guy.
You're not the monkey guy.
You're not from Baltimore.
I'm at work.
You're not the monkey guy.
I commute from BWI.
What kind of monkey is it?
A little Reese monkey.
What kind of dog is it?
Huh? It was a Labrador Retriever, black one.
No,
I'm the monkey guy.
No, you're not the monkey guy.
No, you're not the monkey guy.
I'm the monkey guy.
You're not the monkey guy.
If you're the monkey guy, come down tomorrow.
I'm the monkey guy. Can I come down?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Bring the monkey?
Yeah.
Who's gonna bring is Buzz there?
I'm here.
Buzz, can I bring the hot chocolate?
Yes, please.
You can bring it, but bring your monkey down.
Yeah.
What kind of monkey was that again?
A Reese monkey.
A Reese monkey.
A Reese monkey?
Yeah. A Reese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a peanut butter cup?
I'm the monkey guy.
You're not the monkey guy.
But I can't bring him down because the pixie will dump it.
No. You know what? If you're really the monkey guy, and I know you're not really the monkey guy.
No.
I'm the monkey guy.
Just come on down and let your monkey lick chocolate off your dog just in the lobby.
They won't let me do it?
Before we go on the air.
Yeah, we'll just see it, and then we'll relay it to everybody. So bring the monkey and the dog down tomorrow.
Buzz, bring the
chocolate.
I'll have the chocolates.
Buzz?
All right. Yeah. All right, so we've established that now. You going to bring the monkey down?
Buzz, I love hot chocolate.
See?
I know you're not the monkey guy.
Buzz, I love hot chocolate.
You're not the monkey
you're
guy.
You're not a well man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
She needs to listen to you a little bit better than that. Five times?
Five times. Listen, I agree.
Five times?
I agree. I know I got a hearing aid right here for her.
You guys are the bosses. She should do what you say.
No. There's only one boss in this room.
Hello.
And I'm looking at him.
Yeah, and I'm powerless. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you fat bastards.
Hey, son of a bitch.
Hey, I got your monkey man right here. I just thought I'd help you guys out, so.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Blah.
What? What? Hello.
This is Bob Sal.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don?
Hello.
This is Bob Sal phone.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Please turn your radio down. Hello.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
What?
What?
Yes, what?
What?
All right.
You know what?
Sometimes it's just not appropriate.
We can't do it today.
Mm-mm. You don't want to talk to us.
We can't do it today.
Has he hung up yet?
No, he's still there.
No, he's hung up.
Oh, there he is.
He's gone. Okay.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, Jesus Christ. What is today? The day of the dumbass callers?
I think maybe so. We've blazed trails before, but we may be blazing an all-new trail.
I mean, Jesus, it's like painful out here.
What's the point of having a new friggin' contract? What's the point of coming in and doing the show?
Yeah,
these callers. They give me a headache.
All right,
Nothing is working here.
Don't worry. You know what? I promise you this. There's an hour and a half left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than that. No more phone calls for the rest of today's show.
I love you.
And really, I know I say that all the time, that I'll take a call immediately.
You do right. That.
Watch this.
Okay.
Watch me. Huh? Watch this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Got it.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies, let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
See, I'm not going to the phones right now.
Good.
Buzz is on the phone, though.
Ah, I'm back.
Who are you talking to?
My air conditioning crapped out at home. Sorry.
Ah, got you, yes. Buzz.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
serious. I don't know how many times I have to mention this. Please.
Yes.
Keep the personal stuff off the air.
Oh, you know me. Yak, all day long.
Listeners just can't get into it. The personal stuff.
I know.
So
I know. I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Yesterday, of course, we spent a lot of time... And no, you know, don't bother calling.
Oh, look at those lines throbbing. Look at those ignored phone lines.
We'll come back to you on tomorrow's episode.
Yes, you've worn out your welcome today.
We'll start fresh tomorrow.
Right.
Fresh. But for now, the rest of the show is call out.
Joe Ardinger, who, I respect every word that comes out of that young man's mouth.
Yeah.
Said to me in the hallway, he speculated that we had worn out the brains of callers with all this legal mumbo jumbo.
Big much.
And I immediately agreed with Mr. Ardinger. Absolutely. Their brains hurt. That's what the problem was.
Mm-hmm. So listen, keep calling.
Hey, Colin.
Keep calling.
Keep calling. You can ring all day.
We're not answering.
Even though they're staring us in the face right now and going, throb, throb, throb.
I'm not answering, Rob.
Save your time, callers. Just ring off without waiting for us to ring on.
All right, now listen. Yesterday we were upset with Tim McVay. Obviously upset. Yeah, Timothy McVay, because he's such a bastard.
Right.
And he died, and he didn't die a painful death. He didn't die any kind of awful, gruesome way. They gave him, in essence, a sleeping pill.
Right.
And he went to sleep. So I'm reading more about this, and I'm reading, and I know you had this on the news yesterday, Buzz, that his last meal was 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Right.
Did they specify the brand? No. However, in Terre Haute, There is Green Acres Dairy Bar.
Right.
Ritter's Frozen Custard.
Mm-hmm.
DQ Baskin-Robbins. Listen, it's Baskin-Robbins
all
the way.
Well, if it's mint chocolate chip, it's got to be Baskin. I would think it would be Baskin-Robbins. And if it's a pint, they sell pints.
Yes.
Right? And normally your half gallons are your Breyers.
On the occasions that I enjoy ice cream, it is Baskin-Robbins and it is mint chocolate chip.
Oh, really? Are you a fan of the mint chocolate chip?
That's, if I'm going to have ice cream, that's me flavor.
Well, the definitive mint chocolate chip ice cream is actually mass produced by the Breyers Company. That is the good mint chocolate
chip. It's not green, though.
Well, see, my wife likes the green. I do not like the green.
I like the green. I like the Baskin Robbins green.
The natural mint color is what I fancy.
You're overlooking the most key thing. I mean, the color's nice, but
here we go.
Robin, I
had a microphone right in between us. I couldn't see it.
Is that the Baskin-Robbins has shaved chocolate in it.
Right.
Once again, I like the chocolate chips. I like the crunchy chocolate chips that you can taste and you can eat.
Yeah. I am, you know what, I'm not so into it, I'm ready to debate it with you.
You don't want to debate
it? No.
I could really get rubbed up on this.
I know you could.
And even with my brain all wore out.
I'm just saying that.
So tired.
I like the Baskin-Robbins. So anyway, I figured that Timothy McVeigh's ice cream must have come from Baskin-Robbins and Terre Haute.
Is that your favorite flavor, though? Seriously, a mint chocolate chip from Baskin-Robbins? That's my wife's, too. You share that with my wife. One of many things you share with my wife.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't quit.
Baskin-Robbins, officer, can you help me?
Hello, is this the Baskin-Robbins and Terre Haute?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now.
How are you today?
Fine.
We were wondering, did you guys scoop up the ice cream for Timothy McVeigh?
I'm not for sure. We did sell 2 pints. I did look on the report.
Wow.
I see that we sold them, but I don't know for sure if it went to him. But
it was, mint chocolate chip ice cream was his last request, and you say that that evening before you sold 2 pints of mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, I did look on the report because I did see that, and we did sell 2 pints, but I'm not for sure if it was the mint chocolate chip, but it very well could have been because we're real close to the penitentiary.
Really? So. Yeah, and I'm looking at the list here, and I see like a DQ and a frozen custard place. I got to think, if a guy, even a mass murderer like Timothy McVeigh, if he wants chocolate, now it's loud in there.
What are you making up right now? What are you making?
Oh, they're making a fruit smoothie.
A fruit smoothie. For my money, I don't care if he's a killer or if he's a saint. If he wants good mint chocolate chip ice cream, you go to Baskin-Robbins.
That's right.
Hey, do you still have the clock where it's always 31 o'clock?
You
ever been in there and they got a clock?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Where it says like 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it always says 31.
Are there any brand new flavors that you have on tap?
Right now we have a couple of the Shrek flavors for the movie Shrek.
Oh, you have Shrek flavors?
Yes.
What are your Shrek flavors?
We have a Shrek swirl, and it's a green apple and grape sherbet, and then we also have a Shreked out chocolate mint.
And are you guys at the Terre Haute Baskin-Robbins, are you... I don't want to use the word pride, but are you taking any recognition at all for having sold, most likely, Timothy McVeigh his last meal?
No, you're the first person that's ever asked us about that.
You know why? Because we are on the cutting edge. We are fantastic journalists.
Now, this is not something I would necessarily think you would want to advertise, but maybe just have a small sign on the counter that said, "We serve Timothy McVeigh his last meal."
When someone's going to get executed, their last meal comes from Baskin-Robbins. Yep. I think if you spin it the right way, it would be an excellent marketing strategy.
How long have you worked at Baskin-Robbins in Terre Haute?
We just opened it about a year ago, so I've been here a little over a year.
Wow. So the last couple of days, has that been the most exciting time ever to be in the ice cream business there?
It has been. We've been keeping track of like where all the media has been from, so it's been exciting. So, yeah.
Well, you're very, very nice, but you haven't gotten that confirmation. Would that mean that somebody came in and bought the 2 pints of ice cream and really didn't want anyone to know that it was going to the prison? I mean, have you asked any questions?
Who else would buy 2 pints of...
Yeah, but I'm curious. I mean, you weren't on duty when those flavors were sold, right?
No, I wasn't.
But have you spoken with the person that was on duty?
I did ask around, and no one recalls it. But, I mean, we've been so busy this weekend because of the weather.
Okay. All right,
honestly. But, yeah, I don't know.
Can you tell me, did any of the famous TV guys come in to have ice cream?
No. then nobody recognized anybody, but there was somebody from CNN and from People Magazine and from newspapers all over the country.
Katie Couric didn't come in for some pralines and cream?
No.
Did Dan Rather come in for the fecal Rocky Road?
No, we wanted to see him.
Yeah.
You know what? And if he ever does come in, he loves the fecal Rocky Road. That is that is Dan Rather's favorite flavor.
Yeah,
flavor.
Especially when he has the crew cut.
So I guess officially for the record, or unofficially, we're going to say now that we made contact with the Baskin-Robbins that sold Timothy McVeigh his last meal.
Yeah, she's not 100% sure, but I think there's a pretty good chance of it was 2 pints of mint chocolate chip.
And all the co-workers there, have you guys talked among yourselves about this?
Yes, we have.
And generally, what is the feeling among Baskin-Robbins employees in Terre Haute?
Feel kind of weird about it, but yeah. I mean, it's a part of history now, I guess, so it's kind of exciting.
Well, I got to tell you, you have represented Baskin-Robbins very well, young lady.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to suggest an advertising slogan, if I could, and that would be, make Baskin-Robbins your final choice. Subtle, I think it'll work.
Hey, you know, you're a master copywriter. Are you just a summer employee, or are you full-time?
No, I'm full-time. So.
Full-time. Are you thinking about being an ice creamer all your life?
I don't know. It's been an interesting year. We just bought it a year ago.
So oh, so you are you the owner?
I'm one of them, yes.
Oh, all right. Now that makes sense.
Congratulations.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Tell me something, dude. Is your help that works there, are they unionized?
No, they're mainly just high school students, and I'm very lucky. I have great employees right now. So.
You're very nice.
Yes.
I was just reading this book about McDonald's,
right?
About how McDonald's just does the screw job on employees.
Bust the union, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, the ice cream business is a little more mellow.
Well, listen, I won't keep it so heavy. Answer me a question, please. Do you have lovely cones?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
You have lovely cones.
We're on the radio phones?
Yeah, we're on the way. We're based in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Well, we're on all over America.
Okay, wow.
We were going to send a guy from our show there to cover the execution, but as it turns out, he missed his plane or didn't have a bus reservation.
Couldn't make it on time. Are you relieved it's over?
Yeah, it's been crazy. There's been so much traffic, and yeah.
What will be the next big event in Terre Haute?
Gosh, I know there's another execution next week. They were going to be here.
Oh, that's so. Right. They're offing a drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Texas. I don't know for sure what he did, but...
So, listen, Terre Haute is turning into the place. If you want to be executed...
Right.
Oh, I hope not.
Terre Haute is turning into the place.
No, it's a good city, though. We don't want to be known for that.
You might want to put up on your little thing, how about have a lethal injection of flavor.
What is the best, outside of being the new capital of executions, what is the best thing about living in Terre Haute?
Good question.
Oh, I don't know. I'm from a small town, and I moved here after college, and there's just a lot of diversity. There's a lot of different, people here, and there's a lot of retail, and there's 4 colleges here. So.
Well, let me ask you, do you have a Walmart?
Yes, we do.
There you go.
Do you have a Sam's Club?
Yes.
Do you have a Target?
No, we don't have a Target.
Okay.
Do you have a mall?
Yes.
What are your corner stores in the mall? What are your biggest stores in the mall?
Your big department stores.
We have Sears and Ellis Ayers and JCPenney's, I believe. Yeah. Those.
You've got a picture of Terre Haute.
Yeah. JCPenney, I think so. Do you have TV stations?
Yeah, we have WTWO, I think it's Channel 2.
WTWO. W2, that was
2.
NBC.
That's how Charlie Broyhill spells 2.
WTWO.
That's how Charlie Broyhill spells the number 2. T-O-O.
You have all the networks there?
Yes.
You have FM radio there?
Yes.
Well, sounds like a very happening place. I mean, you have electricity 24/7?
Most of the time, yes. Okay. For when the storms
roll. Would you like to give a commercial for your Baskin-Robbins for anyone that's visiting Terre Haute? Would you like to give a 30-second commercial for your business?
Oh, no. Just tell them to come on by. It's a hot day out here. So.
Come on by. And more importantly, it's where Timothy McVeigh ate his... he didn't go in, but
no.
He had the last ice cream eaten by Timothy McVeigh was at this Baskin-Robbins.
Carry out.
So good, it'll kill you.
Yeah, stop by and tell them.
Yeah, kill a pint.
Right, kill a pint or two.
Kill two pints. Well, listen, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Figured it had to be you, though. Where else would he go?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, maybe we'll call you next week for the next execution.
Okay.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Fecal Rocky Road.
And remember, she came from a small town. She was surprised to see all the diversity in Terre Haute.
Yeah, city. Well, you know, hey, Rob, it's all about perspective.
They've got good retail there, Rob.
Mm-hmm. They got great anchor stores.
They do indeed.
Well, you know, she was very nice. And yeah,
she was.
How about that? We hit it. I got to think that that's where Timothy McVeigh had his last ice cream.
You know, as we talked to her, it really made sense that they probably sent a couple of people in there. They're not going to go and go, you know, walking and go, hi, we'd like to buy 2 pints of mint chocolate chip for Timothy McVeigh who's being executed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably were told to keep it on the QT.
But exactly. They know. That's why, frankly, I know Rob and I, we talked about going to France in a couple of weeks with our families, but... I think we rip up those tickets now. We go to Terre Haute.
There you go.
We go to Terre Haute, so they don't have a Target. We'll live with that.
Terre Haute, the home of haute cuisine.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep. Come on.
Bye,
Hope.
Bye, Hope. Bye, Paul.
Jesus, heaven, Christ.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, tomorrow, Mick Foley will be here. Mankind.
Yeah.
Our friend, the wrestler, Mankind.
Cactus Jack.
He will be here on tomorrow's episode. Also this week, Donny Osmond. And very soon, I think, Journey. We only get the best bookings. Journey with the replacement Steve Perry singer coming in to do a live in studio jam.
The Don and Mike Show. Visit us on the way up and stop by on the way back down.
Yeah, now Mick Foley would be a guy who is truly a hot guest.
Yeah, he's
got a best-selling book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we lucked into him.
Right.
You know, that's just luck. He came on the show one time when he was wrestling. He had a good time. And
he's a lot of fun. I mean, he's a great interview.
And he's come back. Now, Donny Osmond, he's not... tearing up the charts right now.
No, but with Donny Osmond, I mean, you're talking about an American name that's you know, in everybody's home. Everybody knows Donny Osmond.
He's an icon. And again, another good guest who we've had on for years.
Right.
Journey, frankly.
Oh, you know, their Journey.
Say no more.
Right. Their Journey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What did you just do? You just fooled
Hello?
Me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
Here we go.
Okay, see? Never mind.
Right back to
you. No, never mind.
The delay. Never mind. That was a test.
Mm-hmm. A test, and you failed.
That was a test.
You ruined it for everybody, sir.
Goodbye.
Who am I talking to?
Please, Mike, I want to ask you a question.
No, talk
sorry,
to you tomorrow.
No. Too late.
Talk to you on tomorrow's episode, my friend. Right. You know, we haven't talked about, I mean, it's not like we have. We like taking your phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We like doing shows all day with nothing but your phone calls.
Right.
But we, you know, listen. We don't have to take your phone call.
No, we don't.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Buzz, Laura. Hi, everybody. Hey, Buzz, is that true?
Did he say Laura?
He did, I think.
I'm having a flashback here.
Uh-huh.
Is that true, Buzz, that they can't send
the heat
seeker?
I'm sorry. No, no. Yeah, wrong.
Qualified. Although I'm glad you brought Mike's wife's name up.
Uh-huh.
Because something Mike has not told you.
He was speaking about Laura Korn, but of course my wife's name is Laura.
Also
yes.
Laura. Oh, see, I thought he was talking about your wife.
No. Right.
And I know you've not told everybody yet about your wife on the pitchfork.
Let me tell you, man.
Listen now, you sit back and get ready for a real mental picture. I know you had a good one yesterday with Mike and the drinking and putting his head in the sink and everything. But
right.
Now, this one I heard last week, right before we took our sabbatical, when they were redoing our contract.
Gotcha. My wife has found a calling, and it is something that is giving me a great deal of pleasure. I think we can all agree. Can we all agree that it is wonderful to see our wives work at anything? I mean, it's great to see when they're toiling. What's that, Rob?
What, Robbie?
What's it like?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Mike, here's the setup on this. Mike says to me, man, I have got the greatest landscaper working on my yard.
How I said it to Don. I said, I have put in probably $30,000 worth of landscaping in my yard for absolutely free.
And I said, Jesus, where do you know? I don't know where he's going. I said, what kind of deal did you get on this? Are you going to have to do spots or something? And he says, no.
It's my
wife.
That's right. She digs it. She built in our backyard a huge retaining wall.
Amazing.
Where we put this shed thing. It was a shed, but we're sprucing it up to make it like a backyard little cabana area. And she did all this work. What she did, and I will take you step by step, what this woman has done in the backyard. It involved getting one of those bobcats, you know, those little pieces of construction. I say little because they're not as big as like a bulldozer.
Right.
But it's a heavy piece of construction equipment. And man, let me tell you something. She operated this thing like a pro. I got up and I heard the engine and I was down, in my bathrobe with my slippers having my breakfast as I hear this. And I look out there and there she is sweating with dirt all over her operating this bobcat, and I'm just looking at her manipulate this thing in the backyard, and I was so proud as she, because she needed the bobcat, and I finally said, go ahead, spend the money for the rental, because she was shoveling the pea gravel to support the retaining wall.
Nice.
And again, her arms were getting a little sore each and every day as
all
she
of
was
this,
doing this.
Every time I hear this, peppered with Mike telling me as he's standing at the back door waving goodbye to go play golf,
enjoying a
beverage.
I would sit on the deck. There were times when I would come out on the deck with a beverage as she was down in the backyard working, loving it, at least to the best of my knowledge. She is back there with this. But before she actually used the bobcat, she would use the just a tiny little shovel, and she would shovel the pea gravel into the back of the tractor that we own. We have this little tractor, a lawn tractor, and she would take it down to where this wall was being built. She stacked all the stone for this wall, and then she excavated it with the rototiller, which she was back there. And it was funny because she's only four, as you know, most people know, she's only 4'10 and a half. And it was just amazing to see her with this rototiller, because when she would fire the thing up, her arms would be shaking. And the thing was really, I didn't know who was doing the work. The rototiller, she was floating in the back of this thing with her arms shaking.
Hey,
and a couple of times I thought I might go down and help, but I'd just get in the way.
Tell her about the pitchfork.
Well, after the project is done, you take this, what this involves, you get, I would say that the retaining wall is probably about 20 feet wide and about 6 feet deep. No, about 10 feet deep.
How long did it take your wife to make this wall?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there all the time.
Sure.
It was difficult for me to know. All I know is it was completed. That's really what I'm concerned about. And what it involves is stacking the stone, because it's about a 5-foot high wall, and then putting the pea gravel in the back after, to fill in. So a retaining wall is exactly what it says it is. You're bringing the ground up higher. And then afterwards, she excavated the side around where we were going to put this shed and put mulch in there. And I'll tell you, the best moment of all was when she would take the pickup truck out to get the mulch. I don't know where she went to pick up the mulch, but she got a great deal on it. She's getting this stuff. When you do stuff for yourself and you're a do-it-yourselfer, and I'm so glad that she is, that you can go out and you can get these things for a song, and you get all this mulch.
What about the day you told me that? You're standing on the front porch, just rubbing your belly, getting ready to go play golf.
Yeah, I was in my underwear, I think.
She was out there.
She was out there, actually. She was working on the flower beds and weeding, and I came out there and I said, it looks fantastic. And that seems to be good enough for her. She really does get motivated. She seems very content. I mean, not once, she doesn't even ask anymore if I can assist, because if I try to do that, I'm inevitably going to do something that's going to cause a problem. I'm going to go down there, I'm going to break something, I'm going to do like when I try, when I had the hedge trimmer and I cut through the extension cord because I wrapped it around the back and it just got, I could have been electrocuted.
Yes, you could have.
And when I cleaned the top windows,
you weren't.
You remember the time I cleaned the top windows and I put the ladder up on the deck, and as I got to the top of the rung, it slid out from under me and I fell down on my deck. So I don't do any of this anymore. It's
so tell
important.
Them about the pitchfork.
Well, the pitchfork is the last.
This is the funniest picture of all.
This is the final, final, it's the cherry on the sundae when she is completed the task. The last part is she's putting the mulch in these little beds, and eventually she hasn't got any plants in there. So we're going to have to get her going.
So job not done yet.
So she takes the mulch, a big pickup truck full of mulch, drives it into the backyard, backs it up next to this shed, and she is standing in there with a pitchfork, and she is hauling the mulch, just scooping the mulch up and throwing it over there.
I don't like it's like on Green Acres. Mm-hmm. Being Green Acres, where I...
And this one, I didn't even go out on the deck. I was actually looking from the bedroom window, looking out the back window, because I was going ready to have my morning BM. And she was already out doing this, and I'm looking out the back. And I smiled at the window as I'm looking at her, just thrusting these big bales of mulch with her pitchfork in the back of the pickup truck. I mean, it's like being married to the greatest landscaper I've ever seen. And all this, in my yard, really, people come over and they will say, boy, you know, the flowers... everything else. Who did this? And I have to give her credit for this. You know, I'd like to take credit, but I can tell you that in the backyard, the retaining wall, moving this shed to where it had to go, the bobcat, the heavy construction equipment that was used, the truckloads of mulch, the shoveling of the pea gravel, I did not lift this pinky during that entire process.
Nor should you.
Thank you, Rob.
Because you are.
For me, the golden boy.
I am the golden boy, and I am married to an incredibly skilled person.
The golden boy, shine again.
I shine. I shine every time I look at that, and sure. I give her credit.
The fuck is
I try to low-key it, because, I mean, you know, people might think that I'm kind of lazy, and I don't want that to happen.
Don't worry about that, TV.
I'm the golden boy, shine again. Yeah. I say, don't you like that? Yeah. Laura... And sometimes I'll lie if I don't know the people well. I say, Laura and I worked really hard on that. We worked really, really hard.
He told me in the office, the funny thing is, he's standing up in the bathroom. He's standing in the bedroom.
Right.
Get her and go have a nice BM.
Exactly.
And she's out there with a pitchfork.
She's got a pitchfork, and she's pitching the bales of mulch in there, back in there. And, I mean, a lot of it, too. But the pea gravel was just as impressive, too, when she was scooping up with, like, the kind of shovel that they used to shovel coal on the Titanic.
Right.
That kind of shovel, and she's just, and then she finally said, I'm going to use a bobcat to do. And when she got the bobcat, she didn't just move the pea gravel out to the shed area. She took some of the other big mulch things and went all over the yard dumping this thing, and she could operate this thing. And then there was one time when I didn't actually help when she had the bobcat. I came out and I said, Can I try it? And
because you wanted to try to drive a little tractor.
I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to play with it. I wanted it because it was kind of like a toy. And she shook her head going, no, please. I said, come on. I just want to drive the thing.
She wear a straw hat when she's out there doing this?
No, she doesn't. But she could. She could wear like a cowboy hat. You know, like I picture Sally Field in that
movie
James with
Garner
James
movie?
Garner.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, all we need is a few horses out there. You know, maybe we should get some cattle. Because she could handle it. So I get on the thing, and she got on this after an indoctrination of maybe 30 seconds and was a natural. And I said, well, if she can do it, I mean, this little woman, petite, 4'10 and a half woman. I get on the thing, and I hit you control it with the two sticks, and then with your pedals, you control the bucket.
It's almost like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot type configuration when you're steering this thing,
right? And what I did was, I didn't know that because I wasn't paying attention when she was explaining it to me. Huh. In order to make it go forward, you take the two handles and you push them both forward. And then if you want to turn, you turn like this.
Ah.
When I got into the machine, I turned it up full throttle and I actually pushed the right throttle full to go full, and it turned so violently to the right that my head hit the side of the little bucket. And they say, all over these stickers, they say, warning, avoid death. Don't do this.
Avoid death.
Avoid putting, you know, Mike in the driver's seat. Because I thought, right-hand side, that's the throttle. That's what makes it go. But the thing went just, like that. It was like a King's Dominion ride. But that was it, and I'd like to compliment her on doing such a bang-up job on the yard.
That was last week. I really bust a nut.
Right.
So I'm just standing there, rubbing my belly, and there she is out there.
With a pitchfork.
With a pitchfork.
In the back, standing in the back of a pickup truck. I mean, really, it looked like one of those Chevy commercials.
Doing the chores.
I mean, you know, who knows what the next project is?
She's lucky to have your support.
I think, really, frankly, she may be ready to go into general contracting.
Well,
like additions and stuff. But your wife's no slouch either.
I don't want to play Can You Top This.
I know.
Certainly my wife's done zero work around the house recently. But she does have an idea for us also.
Good.
Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Here she is, woman who, incidentally, very happy, got her name in the newspaper today.
Yes, yeah. Yes, there it is with the headline. Headline story today in the Washington Post.
You know, I'm not playing Can You Top This, because
no,
certainly my wife has not done anything like that. However,
I'm not into gardening, and I
she did guess. She did throw this at me on the days while we were out for our contract negotiations,
okay.
And I purposely have not mentioned to her until now in this forum. Once again, I told Mike about this in advance.
Right.
Here's our new project. And this is a bad idea with a capital B. She wants us to host a foreign exchange student this summer at our house. Oh, shut up, you.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I just think
shut
of the
up,
show
you.
First.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up.
Shut up, you.
I will say nothing.
I've even dropped it. I haven't, because the day I had that idea was the day when everything, you know, was up in the air.
Oh, and we thought we might be fired.
Right. And that wouldn't be good for... Well, they could really experience America, I guess.
Well, where do you stand on it now?
Where do I stand on it?
Yes.
I would like it, because...
Can you imagine anything more painful? I get enough trouble with my own kid who is 16 and a half and full of attitude.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can you imagine another one who doesn't even speak the language?
Well, I think it would be good experience for Bart, too, because he, you know, he has the world revolve around him as an only child, and he'd have a little bit of the sense of what it's like to have to share the house, and I think it would be good for all of us.
Well, I think I speak for everyone else when we say that's a bad idea.
And they didn't want Bart to go away this summer. He went away, you know, and he lived with somebody overseas.
And let me tell you something. That was great of them to do it. There are better people than I am.
And they did that, and you didn't want him to go because you miss him too much when he's gone. Well, fine. If he can't go somewhere else and experience the world, I thought we could bring a little of the world to him.
If you can't bring the boy to Europe, bring the European experience to the boy.
You know what? You know what he's doing for the summer? Let him just figure out what it's like to get his ass out of bed in the morning, go to work at his job, come home, go to sleep, and let that be his experience this summer. I'm serious as a heart attack about that.
He experiences that every other day. It was only for a month or so. I wasn't going to volunteer for the year thing.
I don't want some foreign kid in my house for a month. I don't. To me, that's the equivalent of, you might as well say George McFly's coming to live with us for a month.
Well, that would be a good deed.
Who incidentally also called on the days that we were out, of course.
Of course, his timing is impeccable.
Called me at home, and I had to have my son lie to him and say I'm not there.
Do you know, when I was in high school, I dated the foreign exchange student that was at our school from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you didn't get anything offered, did you?
No, I had my
just
heart
like closed. Candace Bushnell.
I had a very bad experience in high school. I really didn't.
Friend.
I didn't succeed with the ladies, but you know, the dating thing counts. Ava was her name.
Of course it was.
Mm-hmm. Ava.
A-V-A.
And we had one kiss, and then she said, I like Bobby Hunter. I'll never, you know, it was just, I mean, a series of heartbreak.
Well, my mother had a couple of, not foreign exchange, but she had a couple of golfers who were young, teenage golfers who were on tour stay in her house, and I think it's nice. You get a slice of another life.
Yeah, hold on. What, your mother had young teenage golfers staying in your house?
When you were living in the house?
I was overseas then. I wasn't home then, but we had people stay in our house. You know, she'd put up people.
Play a little Mrs. Robinson here. You know, this is the whole thing with my wife, and I am really, really guarding against this with my son. That he's a wonderful kid. I think he's very grounded. But in fact, my wife was so incredibly spoiled as a child that it is ridiculous to me. It is no wonder that...
I wasn't spoiled. My mother scrimped and saved, but...
Yeah, your mother scrimped and saved, and out of all the kids, out of all five kids, who's the only kid who went to Europe by herself?
I've seen your childhood Christmas movies, and I've seen the boy...
So I had some toys at Christmas. Listen.
You had as many vehicles as Jay Leno has under your tree.
Listen, hold on. That's when I was a small child.
Well,
I'm talking about when you were 16, you went to wherever you went to, France, without your parents, none of your other brothers and sisters did. Furthermore, who's the one in your family who got a free ride paid to go to college?
Well, I...
It was you. It was you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It was you. Who is,
my siblings. I don't need that from you, too.
Who is still the favorite? You're the favorite. You're the favorite.
No, I don't. They deny that. Mom denies that.
Mom denies you, but you know you're your mom's favorite.
Well, we're
Please.
Close.
You know how many times have I told this story about when Frida was a
too
kid?
Many.
When Frida was a kid, you go into her mom and dad's bedroom, and even when I started dating her, which was over 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you go into her mom and dad's bedroom. They have one portrait of one child in the room, an oil painting.
Oh, really?
Of Frida.
Really?
Yes. And we have inherited that painting, and that painting now hangs in our home.
Uh-huh.
But imagine for
that speaks volumes right there.
Imagine for the other four kids, every time they went into mom and dad's room to say goodnight or say good morning, the first thing they see is the picture of Frida.
Well, I am photogenic.
Okay? I mean, I'm telling you, and this...
You know, if I'm the golden boy, it sounds like we've got the golden girl.
Oh, listen.
You and I do have a lot in common.
No, Sherlock. So, I'm telling her all the time. She's like, well, Bart doesn't get to go to Europe this summer. I said, please. See, can I tell you, when I was 16, I was working at Burger King and working at a radio station.
Sugar Bear.
And have dick.
You don't want the same relationship that you have with your parents.
It has nothing to do with my relationship with my parents.
And I don't think Bart should just go. When he went to Europe last year, he lived, I mean, he has it much nicer here at home. It's not like he was living in luxury. He was living in tiny apartment.
Honey, we talked to him on the phone. He was out until 4 o'clock in the morning.
No,
he went to discotheques. He went to topless beaches.
He lives a much more affluent. In America, the houses are much bigger. There was no air conditioning in that house.
All I'm telling you is
five kids in a three-bedroom apartment.
The kid lives a charmed life, and God bless him. I love him more than anything, but I'm not going to do for him what your mom and dad did for you.
But you're wrong about that thing. I mean, one reason I wanted him to go over there and live with the Spanish families, because I wanted him to see what it's like not to be spoiled. Not to spoil his
See, that's
work.
Where she loses me. That's where she loses me. We're going to spend thousands of dollars to send him somewhere else so he'll learn not to be spoiled. We're going to spend thousands of dollars so that when we say to our son, we're going on a family vacation to France, he says to us, I don't want to go. I already been there.
Right. No, I mean, he says he's 16 and he'd rather.
Now, that's what he says.
He's delusional because he thinks he'd be able to stay here by himself and lead the bachelor life.
No, he's delusional because he walks into our bedroom every day and he sees that picture of you and he knows that that's the life that you led. And, and he gets this from you all the time. You know, he asks me about growing up. And my stories are always about, I was out getting a job when I was 14. I was out of the house when I was 16.
You know what? You were much, that's why you have the much better relationship with your parents today than I have with mine. Right.
Listen, this is
they
not
made
about...
the right moves.
No, and you know what? And I've said this to you, too. I wouldn't let Bart move out of the house at 16 for a job.
But I am close with my parents. I'm not spoiled. I don't take...
Hold on. No. You are spoiled. But it's okay. I love you.
I'm not spoiled.
You are spoiled.
I've never borrowed money and not paid them. I've given them in return all the love that they've given me and all
so spoiled.
Any help that they gave me, I will give to them. So I don't think that's spoiled.
I love you even though you're spoiled. It's okay.
I'm not you.
You were spoiled as a child, incredibly spoiled.
Well, it makes it sound like something bad happened, but nothing bad happened.
Right, because everything good happened to you.
Well, sue me. Everything good happened. Yes, I had a happy childhood.
Yes, because your mom and dad did everything for you.
And why is that bad? Where is the negative?
Well,
there you go.
Well, I didn't have that. That's the negative.
There's the negative.
I didn't have it.
Your jealousy is the negative. That's all it is. You're jealous of me and you're jealous of Mike, and we just have to live with it.
No. Look,
hey, wait a minute, though. I wasn't spoiled as a kid.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Let me bring you a flashback, okay? 14 years old to a tobacco field where I'm hanging from a tree with my underwear. All right, that is not how I would describe being spoiled, getting a wedgie in a tobacco field.
Well, listen, my point here is that...
Your parents didn't do that, I don't think.
No, they didn't do that. I worked from 14 on.
It's your parents. It's your parents, Mike. It's your parents. It's your parents. It's your parents. It's your parents. No, the parents. My parents didn't send me to France when I was a kid. They didn't.
All right, right. But I'm not seeing the downside. I turned out fine.
You turned out fine because you won the lottery, honey. You married me. Hey, look at your life now.
Okay,
what's your biggest worry now? You get up in the morning, you go, oh, I'm not going to be able to download these pictures onto the computer.
Right.
Oh, I've got to go get my nails done today. I've got to go get my bikini wax today.
Okay, well, what was your net worth when we married, do you think?
Okay, that I know, zero.
Yeah, right.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I bounced the check for our honeymoon.
Your net wasn't zero. It hadn't been zero.
But you know what? You knew that I was a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
You knew when you married me, even though I was broke, you knew that eventually I'd do okay.
Right, I knew I'd struck gold.
And I was reminded, you know, we were telling a friend about that over the weekend. We were talking about, we have our 20th anniversary coming up. And we're talking about when we got married on our honeymoon, that I couldn't afford it. This cruise we went on,
right?
It was nothing extraordinary. It was just I was, you know, making the 20 grand a year, not making a lot as a disc jockey, but I wanted to go on this to impress Frida.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I went to the travel agent. I put it off the day before the day, but finally the day of the marriage, the day that we're getting married, the day that we're supposed to get on the boat as soon as we get married, I go down to the travel agent and I go, listen, I have been so busy. I apologize. You know, we've been booking this. How much is this cruise going to run me? And she says, well, I've been leaving you messages. I said, I know. Just let me write you the check, please. So I write the check.
How honest are you going to be with this story?
What have I not said that's honest thus far?
No, go ahead. You wrote your check.
All right, I wrote your check.
Uh-huh.
I wrote your check.
Yeah.
And her check bounced?
Yeah.
How much was the cruise?
It was definitely under $1,000.
I mean, we were broke.
Right.
We were really broke when we got married.
And whose name did you put on that check?
Your name.
Yeah.
Well,
and that was
my check had bounced.
And that's my introduction to marriage.
My check had bounced.
Oh, I see. All right. But your check didn't bounce, Frida?
No, my check bounced.
Two checks bounced too. Yeah, hers bounced too.
But it wasn't my fault. I didn't know a check was being written on my account.
Well, I had no option. I had gone and she said, well, the check you wrote me bounced.
No, it was a pleasant surprise when you get back from your honeymoon.
I think that's kind of a sweet story in its own way. I really do. I truly do. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Let me find out what happens when your daughter gets married and her fiancé writes a check on her account with her name and she gets back from her honeymoon.
Well, let me tell you something. If they go on a cruise, I'll take a helicopter down there somewhere between Island A and Island B. There'll be a brand new newlywed groom.
You know what I get?
Thrown over the banister.
All right, so you didn't marry me for my money, obviously, because I had no money. All right, you win that point. But admit it now, you're living a good life now. You got it. You put in the bad years. Now you got it good.
That's right. And I'm still with you.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you be with me now?
Well, because the money's in my name. Why should I be with you?
Run this by me again.
Our money is in my name. If I didn't love you, why would I be with you?
Well, the money is in your name in case I get sued.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Right.
Right.
I mean, don't you do it the same way, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I really hate talking about it.
Well, no, but that's a fact.
I do, you know, yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So that proves
that. Remember what you were saying to the guy about, you know, if it was real legal stuff, you wouldn't be talking about it on the air.
Oh, you don't think I should say
that? Well, I don't know.
I think lots of guys do that.
I'm sure a lot of people do that.
No. Yeah.
No, and the other reason is just because, let's face it, I'm better with money than you.
Yes. Well, yes, no, that I agree.
Right.
That I agree with.
So I'm the bookkeeper of the family, no big deal.
Okay.
But, you know, that proves I love you, because I could be, you know, I could be long gone.
Right, but no foreign kid this summer, okay?
That's what all this comes back around to.
No foreign kid, please.
You are my only kid. You are my kid forever, Mr.
Okay,
Carolyn.
Thank you, love you.
All right, I love you too.
All right.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. You make that right midway through the summer, start talking with an accent.
Well,
good morning, Frida.
Stop it.
And buy her a pitchfork. It worked for me. Of course, I didn't buy the pitchfork.
She bought it herself.
Yeah, one of those many trips to Home Depot.
Of course she did. Let's start with the news and the comments now.
Yes, it is. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Bareboat,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz, what's new in your marriage?
Things are good. I'm pleased to report.
Yeah, of course.
Things are good.
Always.
Things are good.
Things
are very good.
So what's your lead story tonight? Again, you lead the perfect life?
Yeah, no.
Is that the lead story? Okay, Buzz leaves the perfect life.
Happy Buzz. He's a golden boy. No, that's not news. That's an everyday occurrence.
Oh, God.
Oh, Buzz.
That's for you, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi.
He's the golden boy. This feels pretty good.
What is your lead story, Buzz?
I'm getting my wife a pitchfork. Tonight's headline, manhole swallows DJ's car.
Come on.
The actual headline, survivor contestant attacked for something he did on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Really? First survivor or second survivor?
Second.
Second survivor.
Physically attacked or verbally attacked?
Physically, I would have to
say. Wow.
Please make it Colby. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
That was really professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
New show now with Buzz Burbank, brought to you tonight by eGars.com, your source for cigar gifts for Father's Day. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A former survivor contestant has been attacked with pepper spray, reportedly by an animal rights activist. Michael Scoopin, who fell into the fire in the outback.
The guy that's going to run for Congress or Senate or something like that?
Thinking about it, yeah. Well, the guy who fell into the fire was part of a program on workplace safety today in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, man.
He got sprayed in the face. Police arrested the man they believe responsible. Other people got hit with the pepper spray as well, including some children. The guy gave Michael a letter saying that he acted alone. In fact, Michael says he heard from PETA after he killed that Australian pig, but he says they backed down from their complaint after he discussed it with the animal rights group.
So is that why someone sprayed him with pepper spray? Because he did that thing to the pig?
Upset about the pig, but apparently the guy was a renegade and not necessarily representative of people for the ethical treatment of animals. Kind of makes you wonder who really won the Second World War, this story.
I know, Buzz, we did.
Well, think again. Turns out the new World War II memorial being built in Washington, it's being built by a German company.
Achtuliebe.
Oh, man. Now, it turns out...
Duh and duh.
This company goes way back to World War II.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place. With BMW.
BMW. This company was around during the big war when they used slave labor from Jewish concentration camps.
Oh, this company.
There you go. Our lawmakers just found out about all this yesterday, they say, and they're as angry as you elected them to be.
Hi, welcome to Speedway Construction.
God. They're using phrases like disturbing irony. They're also a little disturbed by the architecture, which is distinctly Nazi in its style.
I think... Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Clint. Yeah, we should have the big column. Jawohl. It is a disturbing irony.
You know, somewhere in that whole process, there's an idiot.
Oh.
There's an idiot
I'm
there.
I'm guessing a bunch of them.
Hi.
This is where I came from. I designed the World War II Memorial, and, well, I'm a Nazi.
I think it is beautiful. It is ironic that Germans who used slave labor during the war are building the memorial.
I understand you, Major Hochstetter, but it looks lovely.
Quoting one lawmaker, I think we ought to be using American companies for things like this.
Yeah.
There you go. That's thinking.
That's using your noodle.
Yeah. If you think President Bush sometimes has trouble with the English language, wait till you hear his adventures with Spanish. On Spanish TV, Bush said he looked forward to meeting Prime Minister Anzar. The Prime Minister's name is Aznar.
Well, that's close.
The president's Spanish grammar was chock full of accents in the wrong places and incorrect gender. Later, in English, Mr. Bush said, and I quote, "If I don't practice, I'm going to destroy this language."
Duh.
Spain's king.
I've said more duhs during this newscast than I ever have before.
Well, keep them coming. Spain's king, Juan Carlos, got in on the fun by greeting U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice by saying, "Buenos dias, arroz." Arroz is the Spanish word for rice.
Hey, bueno.
A little Spanish humor there.
Hey, rice.
Arrozo. You haven't heard much about this, but some Muslim rebels in the Philippines have been holding some Americans hostage, including a couple of religious missionaries from Wichita.
Oh, I heard this. I think OJ's over there, right?
There was also a hostage from California, but yesterday the rebels beheaded him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. OJ was there.
Wow.
This guy had simply gone to the Philippines for some scuba diving. The rebels' beef is against the Philippine government, and they had as many as 17 Filipino hostages, but 9 of those have escaped, and 2 others were executed.
Let's send Ken on a vacation to the Philippines.
That's a wonderful idea.
Scuba diving.
And then they'll send us back something on a stick.
The Philippines are mostly Roman Catholic, and the Muslims there feel alienated, to say the least.
Buzz, hold on. We got to squeeze this one, and we'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss. Everybody says that. Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best.
Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. We told you Mick Foley tomorrow. Did I mention that on Thursday we'll be doing a Father's Day thing?
Yeah.
Giving away a trip for 2 to Jersey to see WWF King of the Ring. Courtesy of WWF Comcast and Cox Cable. We'll give away that trip on Thursday.
Wonderful.
And I didn't even mention that when we go to New York, I know this will get many tongues wagging, just speculating. When we go to New York this week, a family's coming with me.
Good.
And yes, we're home shopping.
Whoa.
In New York.
Wow.
Good luck.
So let that be whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
We are, well, renting.
I see. I see.
Well, it's a home.
In New York. A home, yes.
Mm-hmm. Home.
Home.
Home
in New York. Read into that what you will.
Okay.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Southern Baptists are at it again. It's time for their annual convention in the lusty, sin-filled city of New Orleans.
But we're not moving.
You're not moving.
Let me also say that. We're not moving.
Just acquiring.
You love to confuse the audience.
I do. I love to. How you doing, audience?
And me.
I love to confuse you. Well, no, Buzz, you know what's going on.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Well, no, well, you mean kind of.
Well, I didn't know you were going home shopping until
Let's stop this right now before it gets started.
You're right. Okay. That's it. Forget what I just said.
Amen.
Just forget it. Although I'm going to talk about it on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because she's going out with a realtor later in the week.
Hope it's like that scene from Wall Street. Remember that one?
You know, that is one movie that, thank God, they're running like on Cinemax all the time now.
You might want to look at something on the other side.
Remember that lady?
On the west side, the upper west side.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mr. Gecko. I like it when Martin Sheen comes in. When they're in Charlie Sheen's apartment.
And he goes...
Well, now I've seen it all.
Yeah. You know, I wish I'm going to get that dialogue down. I really am.
Wall Street, great movie. And it's the type of movie that you wish you'd turn on cable TV and you wish that they'd be showing. But they only show. And the problem is that, like, a channel like Cinemax, they get it.
Yep.
And they run it 100 times.
And then they don't run it ever
in
again.
In a week, and then it's gone forever.
And you get, you know, all the dribble. Which, really, I can't even name. Because the crap, the real crap on cable, on the cable movie channels, the real crap, we can't even tell you what the movies are because nobody's ever heard of them.
Exactly. However, no, I can't. Just let me say, if you've ever wanted to see Police Academy 6, Station Under Siege,
name movie. I mean, I will go...
It's on all the time.
You know what? You can probably look in the life section right now, and you can see the movies that they're running, because there are no-name movies, all right? I'm going to go right down through all the movie channels right now. You've got... All right. A Mother's Revenge.
Never heard of it.
On Lifetime. That doesn't count.
Well, go like HBO. What's HBO tonight?
All right, HBO is...
All right, The Replacements. I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Movie Channel. Here you go. This is a perfect one. 3 movies tonight on Movie Channel. Silent Fall... Dirt Merchants,
right?
Snapdragon.
Okay, I have never heard of any of those movies.
Uh-uh.
How about on Stars? To Walk with Lions.
Mission to Mars is a name movie, but it sucked.
All right, Skinamax. Stanley Kubrick, A Life in Pictures.
You know what was on Cinemax when I turned it on this morning?
What?
Six Pack with Kenny Rogers.
I mean,
horrible. I wanted to kill myself.
Is that where he's a NASCAR driver?
It was Jim Neighbors.
Here's the problem. They can go older than that, and they can put on better movies. That's what they should do.
You're
right. Go back further and get the rights to these movies that you can show.
HBO shows Free Willy today at 3 o'clock.
Silent Fall, Dirt Merchant, and Snapdragon. That is the perfect example, right?
That's the movie channel. That's a hot top tier movie channel.
Right, absolutely. Showtime filling primetime with Biodome.
Mm-hmm. Was that with Pauly Shore?
And one of the Baldwin boys, yeah.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Sorry about that.
Hey, you know, if you want something on a movie channel, really, if you're a Stanley Kubrick fan like I am, I think he's the greatest director that ever came down the pike, they have a thing on Stanley Kubrick tonight. That is a best bet.
And then if you want to fall asleep, watch Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, I like Eyes. I love Eyes Wide Shut.
Right, well, if you like Eyes Wide Shut, you love Moulin Rouge. You like people with their crazy New Orleans style masks, their Mardi Gras masks.
Call me crazy. I love Nicole Kidman's ass.
You're crazy.
Not crazy.
You're crazy.
The Southern Baptists are in New Orleans for their convention.
That's a bad city for Southern Baptists.
This year, they're putting together a report on stuff they feel threatens their idea of the American family. Word is that report will focus on alternative lifestyles, polite words for homosexuality.
Oh, right.
The two-day gathering opened with one delegate congratulating President Bush for deciding against making June Gay and Lesbian Pride Month.
Nice, Bush.
There are moderate Southern Baptists, and they're staying away from the convention because of
Hold on a second. President Bush decided against.
It was proposed. They put it on his desk. They said, "Would you like to make June Gay and Pride, Gay and Lesbian Pride Month?" And he said, "You know, no."
Don't they have it anyway without his permission?
Well, they probably will.
But now they don't have the official proclamation.
No proclamation to go with it.
Now I get it. Now I get my finger on it.
There are moderate Southern Baptists, and they're staying away from the convention because of its increasingly ultra-conservative bent. One of those moderates is former President Carter, who cut his ties with the group last year.
Buzz, hold on, please, because we do have a prominent member of the gay community calling in now to give us his two cents. Hello.
Wow. Sorry.
Save it for you next time.
Okay. Please tell me.
It wasn't who you think.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
Okay.
It wasn't Tom Gavin.
It wasn't the attorney.
It was not Tom Gavin.
Okay, very good.
Attorney at law.
All right.
It was someone else. Buzz?
Yes.
You know, I don't know what happened at the time there. I guess it was us running our big mouths about the movies.
Yeah, well, we had a point to make.
Got a break again. Okay. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Providing joy. Don and Mike.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Internet chat room visitors should be on the lookout for the Timothy McVeigh virus.
Really?
It appears as an offer to see a video of the execution. There is no such video. That's how they get you.
Hey, if you open that up, you deserve what you get.
Mm-hmm. Download it. You get a malicious program.
Really?
Sorry, Don. Did you open it already?
Of course I did. On every computer in the radio station tonight.
I desperately
want to see it.
We're gone.
Now hackers can take control of all those computers. The FBI encrypted the video feed of McVeigh's execution, and it says there's no evidence so far that anyone intercepted the video. Alta Vista's out with some great new software for companies that are having trouble getting all the employees' computers to talk to one another.
Is this .com news?
No. Well, I guess so, yeah.
So in a way we're doing dynamite.com?
Yes.
Welcome, everybody, to dynamite.com.
Hi!
Welcome to dynamite.com.
The Don and Mike Show!
Anyway, you have .com news?
A little, yeah. They've got this software to help companies to make the various computers of the employees talk to one another.
As a tribute to Ron Bennington, everybody.
Hi, it's Ron Bennington.
How dare you?
That's a catchy little theme. Is that triggered every single time you say, welcome to DonandMike.com?
No, whenever we have a .com story in the news.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not like the hammer thing.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Especially not now. We got to get out of here.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
There's a catch with this new Alta Vista program for companies. The system allows anyone to look at all the email accounts and the contents of each personal computer. And quoting a privacy lawyer, there are some private things on office computers you really don't want to know about.
Right. Like my love notes to Bobby Hollingsworth. Oops.
Oh.
Sorry about that. They're very explicit.
He says the new Alta Vista program opens a real Pandora's box.
Dear Bobby.
I love you.
Dear BH. me and you.
As we discussed...
Let me nibble on your neck, Bobby.
Ooh. As we discussed yesterday, former President Clinton finally did get into that NBA Finals game in Philadelphia Sunday. Sixers owner Pat Croce passed on giving Clinton a seat in the owner's box or at courtside.
Fantastic. I told you that. I heard that yesterday.
So Citizen Bill wound up in the Comcast cable skybox. And a columnist for the Daily News says he saw Clinton in that skybox and saw him grab twice during the game for binoculars. Both times, says the columnist, it was for the Sixers dance team, a bevy of hard-bodied young women.
Way to go, Prez.
Some things never change.
Well, this little girl had knocker.
Right. Thank you, Bob. Touch tones right there. Time for a call 100 prize package we've selected especially for you.
All right.
With a shot at a big screen color TV we're giving away on Friday's episode.
Ooh.
So dial recklessly. Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. I'd play it again if we had to.
I understand. I know there's a time constraint.
I really would.
I know you would. I absolutely know you would.
Work that into the show early tomorrow. You hear it again tomorrow.
Great idea.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
He is dreamy. All right, this is Sav.
Hi, it's Ron Bennington.
Today's the day for you to get that new mattress you've been dreaming about from 1-800 Mattress.
Owning a new mattress from 1-800 Mattress has never been so easy. I get it on time.
Well, I can't believe that they took it off WJFK. We're not until midnight now.
That's silly stuff, in my humble opinion.
By the sports junkies.
Yeah, I just couldn't make it on time.
Because the sports junkies are so scary funny.
That's for sure.
Call 1-800-MATTRESS, click on mattress.com, or visit their showroom, the Laura Alexandria.
Look for great names, famous brand names, Sealy Posture, Pete Extensive Posture, Simmons Beauty Rest, Serta King Quail, and the 1-800-MATTRESS collection.
1-800-MATTRESS provides express delivery right to your house. But what if you've just had your show moved and you're not even on when people can listen anymore?
Hey, Fez.
Yes, Ron?
Don't be so bitter.
And they'll take away the old mattress for free and provide a new frame for free.
That's good stuff.
1-800-MATTRESS. Leave off the last S for what, Ronnie?
For savings there, Fez.
How dare you.
M-I-W-J-F-K. Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, coming into Broad waiting in the car, I want to tongue my...
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
All right, now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the NFL wants bigger ratings. The league says some of next year's playoff games will be played in prime time instead of early afternoon. Steinbrenner's on the warpath again. First time in a while. Yesterday, the Yankees owner singled out Derek Jeter, David Justice, Tino Martinez, and Chuck Knobloch for not doing their jobs.
All right.
The Yanks are fifth in the American League in batting and two games behind the Boston Red Sox. Quoting Steinbrenner,
That remember is that the Red Sox will make it to the World Series, not that they'll do better than the Yankees.
Yeah, I got to take a look at the Seattle Mariners there, Don. They might be a big obstacle.
How dare you.
That'd break my heart. It really would.
Steinbrenner says, we really haven't hit at all. I don't blame the pitching. I blame the hitting. The owner says he's not ready to make any changes yet, but he does say we've got the third highest payroll. We should be playing better.
Yeah, well, he's proactive.
And finally, the principal of McMahon High School in Norwalk, Connecticut, and his staff are busy with magic markers, blotting stuff out of the yearbook. He says the kids on the yearbook staff this year used all kinds of sexual innuendos, racial comments, allusions to homosexuality, and even mocked a handicapped student. He says he
really,
thought,
where's the Spiewak High?
Oh, God. Says he thought an adult was supervising the yearbook.
This was funny.
Now he says apparently there were no adults supervising the yearbook. The principal says magic markers were cheaper than having the books reprinted.
Gotcha.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz. What a grand time it was today.
Yeah.
The car, the lawyer, and everything else.
Boy, what a whirlwind. What an adventure.
Back tomorrow with a new episode, including Mick Foley. Mankind, he will be here tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops.
Yeah, there's a missed opportunity.
No. I went to an inside line. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I am caller 100.
That's a good caller here.
Yes, you are. And my friend, you want a free pay-per-view showing of WWF King of the Ring, June 24, courtesy WWF
Fox Cable.
Scary as hell. Act like a king for Father's Day. I know what you mean, because
it looks real.
No. Order WWF King of the Ring Sunday, June 24th, 8 p.m. Plus, you qualify for Friday's weekly giveaway, a 36-inch Panasonic TV from Graffiti Audio Video. Please, oversold for today. Never undersold. Thank you for listening, my friend. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. And we'll take your phone calls tomorrow, I promise. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
How
are you doing? Oh, your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Well, I just couldn't make it up.
He's a
so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.